starting the year 0-5, but two of those losses coming in games that, and no one's going to say that they're meaningless, but they're not NESCAC games, so it doesn't really count for anything in the standings. They won last week against Tufts, probably their best game of the year, and so I think you can expect the Panthers to come out tonight with some intensity.
Yeah, you absolutely can, and it was nice to see them rebound after a 5-0 defeat the night before to the Connecticut College Camels in what was not one of their best games of the year. And interestingly enough, Stephen Klein will be making his third straight start. He's a guy that had a shutout last time out, so look for big things from him. He's just playing very good brand of hockey right now, moving agilely between the pipes and looking to make something happen.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's one of the keys to this game, which we'll get to in a minute. Jason, one of the players that the Panthers are going to have to deal tonight with is Evan Bitenice, who is the reigning NESCAC Player of the Year. He's a goalie that has amazing skill. He carries the team on his back, and he is going to be one of the players that the Panthers are somehow going to have to solve tonight. But again, as you said in your comments, I think the Panthers played probably their best game of the season last Sunday at Tufts, and it wasn't that they just won the game. They shut out a team that has had, quite frankly, trouble scoring some goals. It was a game that they really should have won, and they did, and I think they did it in convincing fashion.
Yeah, and like we mentioned, the first two goals coming in that first period, but what impressed me about the next two periods was the fact that they were able to play defense so solidly, and that's something that, quite frankly, the defense wasn't there in the last couple of games, so defense is going to be a big key as well.
Yeah, last season, the teams played twice. The first game, Friday, December 9th, played at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. That game in Middlebury, won by the Continentals 3-0. Hamilton scored twice in the first period and then added an empty net goal in the final minutes as the Continental picked up the shutout win. Again, the reigning NESCAC Player of the Year, goalie Evan Bitenice, stopped all 21 shots as he faced for his second shutout of the year. And in that contest, the Hamilton Continentals outshot the Panthers 34-21 with goaltender Stephen Klein making 31 saves in that loss. And the team's second clash took place on Friday, February 17th, as the Panthers hit the road to take on the Continentals. That game took place here at the Sage Rink. The second game in the series also won by Hamilton as they topped the Panthers 5-2. In that game, Jason, the Panthers quickly grabbed a 1-0 lead, a 5-on-3 power play goal by Vinny Gisanti, who we're going to expect to do some good things tonight. But after that, the Continentals' offense got on track, scoring 5 unanswered goals before Middlebury's Travis Stevens buried one late in the game to make it 5-2. Hamilton outshot Middlebury 39-27 with goaltender Stephen Klein and also Brian Ketchabaugh seeing action in that loss. And with the win, Hamilton took both games in that season series. Some valuable points lost in those two losses by the Panthers. And as we talked about a few moments ago, this is really a game that the Panthers should win. And hopefully they bring that intensity and are able to do that tonight.
It's a defining game, and like we mentioned, Middlebury coming out with the win last time out. So you hope that just leads to positive momentum and they get back to what made them successful. Again, that's good goaltending by Stephen Klein. And Vinny Gisanti, he's a player that I can't stress enough. He had his first goal of the season. Took him a little bit, but a guy that once he gets going should be able to rip off plenty of goals for Middlebury. He was their leading goal scorer last season. And again, you just hope it's a case of what we saw last week, which is strong defense and an ability and desire to get to the puck.
Yeah, you make a couple of good points. Well, we're going to continue with the Middlebury College Hockey Panther pregame show here on WVTK. We're going to take a break. We'll be right after this. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is Scott and Dave Foster from Foster Motors. Come on down Saturday, December 9th from 9 to 4 for our Christmas open house. Bring the kids to see Santa and his elf and receive a gift for all kids 10 and under. Want to win something big for you? Foster Motors will be giving away a Jeep Wrangler at 4 o'clock that day. McKenzie hot dogs, popcorn, refreshments, balloons will be on hand all day. So come on down December 9th to Foster Motors on Route 7 south of Middlebury and enter to win the Jeep and see Santa Claus. Remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Hi, this is Paul, Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. The holiday shopping season is here, and we'd like to invite you to come join us at the store and experience our full line of hunting, fishing, camping gear, and sportsman's clothing. There's plenty of great gifts and stocking stuffers for Christmas. Or, if you can't decide, get a Vermont Field Sports gift certificate, redeemable anytime during store hours. All of us at Vermont Field Sports would like to wish you and yours a happy, healthy holiday season.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Russell Sage Rink on the beautiful campus of Hamilton College here in Clinton, New York. Hockey night in Middlebury. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Eamon, Jason Wexler here. As the Panthers get ready to take on the Continentals in a NESCAC battle. And as mentioned, a game that has standing implications. Again, the Hamilton College Continentals currently in ninth place at 0-2-1. The Panthers tied for seventh with Bowdoin coming into the game at 1-3 in the NESCAC. Again, the Panthers taking on the Amherst Mammoths tomorrow at 3 o'clock, a game that you can also hear right here on 92.1 WVTK. But it's kind of a jumble in the standings because right now Amherst in a three-way tie for fourth place with Conn College and Wesleyan. So, Jason, as we talked about, this is a game that the Panthers really need to come out and get.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to win every game, but especially a game against a team that's winless in the NESCAC, just like Middlebury was until they were able to beat Tufts last time out. It's a game that they need to win, in my opinion, because it's a team that they should be able to beat.
Well, I think you're right about that, and hopefully they come out bringing their A game, which they did last weekend against Tufts. Again, Hamilton coming into this game at 3-2-1 overall, 0-2-1 in the NESCAC. The Panthers coming in at 1-5 overall, 1-3 in the NESCAC. And Jason, curious, what are some of the keys in your mind to this game tonight? We'll start with the Continentals.
Well, it has to be that you have to attack Middlebury quickly. Middlebury got off to a slow start, like we talked about, their last win coming in their last game. Before that, they were 0-5, now 1-5. And although they played a much better game in the Saturday shutout against Tufts, the Panthers, they're a young team, Bruce. 9 freshmen, 10 sophomores, who might not be that experienced, so force the issue. Another one is get the upperclassmen involved for the Continentals. They got a balanced team in terms of class division. 7 freshmen, 9 sophomores, 7 juniors, and 5 seniors. So you got to hope that the experience leads to some heady plays out there from the experienced Hamilton College Continentals. And the other one for me has to be continued strong play from their goaltender. We talked about Evan Bittenheis and how he's the defending NESCAC Player of the Year. He's just got to go out there and do what he's been able to do.
Yeah, Bit Nice has put up unbelievable numbers. Last year, 11-3-4 with a 1.47 goals against average. His save percentage is a ridiculous 94.8% as the Continentals made it all the way to the NESCAC Championship against Trinity. He won the Sid Watson 2017 Award as the Player of the Year, and he also became the 8th Hamilton Men's Hockey All-American. So, Jason, I think you can see that they're going to be relying on him heavily tonight.
Well, they have to be, and your goaltender is always the anchor, and we'll talk about it in just a minute on the other side, but how important Stephen Kline's going to be, because you can't win if you don't let the other team, you can't win if you don't get goals in there, and the other team can't win if you don't let them score.
Yeah, some of the keys tonight for the Middlebury Panthers, one of the key stats is that they've got to get their special teams going. The Panthers need to work on their power play. Right now, 0-for-19, and when they get the man advantage, they need to find some way to get the puck past the netminder, whether it's traffic in front, screening, or just making his life a little bit more difficult. Find a way to get the power play going. The penalty kill has been much better. They started the season giving up 3 goals on 8 opportunities, but since then, they've really, really tightened things up, going 14-for-17. My second key tonight is make it an easier game for their goaltender. The Panthers find themselves at 1-5 on the season, but I really don't think that you can fault the goaltending for that. Stephen Kline comes in tonight's game stopping 156 of 173 shots that he's faced, giving him a 3.46 goals against average and a save percentage just over 90%. He's gotten stronger as the season has gone on, and many of those saves, as we've seen, have been very, very tough ones. He's done a good job keeping the Panthers in all those games, and also sophomore Brian Ketchabaugh has played well. He played well in the loss against Norwich, but the fact remains that keeping shots down and staying out of the box will make things easier for their netminder. And last but not least, as you mentioned, Jason, build on the momentum. In their last game against Tufts, which was a 2-0 shutout win, the Panthers played arguably their best 60 minutes of the season. They played a terrific road game, opportunistic offense, a shutdown defense, strong defense. It was their first win of the season after starting 0-5, but it was an important win because in the NESCAC Conference, 10 teams in the conference, the top 8 make the playoffs. Work on your game, make the playoffs, and anything can happen. Right now, Coach Neil Sinclair needs to get his Panthers thinking positively about themselves and what they can accomplish. Put a little doubt in the mind of the Hamilton Continentals. I'll tell you this, too. Knowing how much the players respect Coach Neil Sinclair and trust his system, I think you can expect the Panthers to come out ready to play this game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you look at the mental aspect on both sides. You have to go out there feeling like you can win every game. And for Middlebury, knowing they did it just last week, it's an opportunity for them to say, hey, we can do this again. And if you're Hamilton, you know you got to get yourself going, too. You're winless in the conference, so it's time to get going.
Yeah, and as we had mentioned, the Panthers getting off to that 0-5 start, one of the things that I thought was so amazing about the way that the leadership of the Panthers, Captain Mark McClellan and Assistant Captain Vinny Gisanti, we saw at breakfast with them last week how positive those players were. Vinny, in fact, came up to us and said, we're going to get you guys a win today. And then they went out and didn't. As a matter of fact, Vinny Gisanti had the game-winning goal. Vinny Gisanti and Mark McClellan, two of the players that this team relies on for offense, they played a great game last week. I think we're going to see a good game for them tonight as well.
And then we talked about making it difficult for Hamilton goaltender Evan Bootenheis, because that, again, comes to forcing the issue, and the attack starts, and I don't want to say ends, but it definitely starts with Vinny Gisanti.
Yeah, it certainly does. He played a really, really good game last week, and we're going to look for the Panthers to bring a strong game tonight. And speaking of that, we're going to take a look at the starting lineups right after this. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey. Hockey Night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum Credit Card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward Credit Card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With the 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman with you as we get ready to bring you Middlebury College Panther hockey versus Hamilton College. Like we mentioned, Middlebury 1-5 coming into this one. Hamilton College coming into the game, they are 3-2-1, 0-2-1 in the NESCAC, so a big game for both teams, Bruce. And before we get into this, let's talk a little bit about the weekend that is for Middlebury. They got a tough game coming up against Amherst tomorrow.
Yeah, they certainly do. They've got a game tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock against the Amherst Mammoths. The Amherst Mammoths right now, interesting record, Jason. 0-0-3 in the NESCAC. So they've got 3 points, but they've got 3 ties. You can't let points like that get away in the NESCAC. So Middlebury with an important game tonight. They're taking on Amherst tomorrow, a team that we also hope and think that they should beat. But for Hamilton, they are coming off a 5-3 loss against Wesleyan last Saturday. They've got Middlebury tonight, which is going to be a tough game, and then tomorrow they've got a very, very tough game against Williams, a team that is 5-0 overall and 4-0 in the NESCAC, undefeated. That's going to be a tough contest for them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We keep talking about it off the air. Williams is the real deal. But if you're either team, you can't be looking too far ahead. You've got to focus on the task at hand.
Yeah, you certainly do, and that's one of the things that maybe Middlebury is hoping Hamilton is doing a little bit, because that's a daunting task. Williams is a powerhouse team in the NESCAC this year, and hopefully the Panthers can catch them napping a little bit looking ahead. But I think that the Panthers are going to come out and play a strong game, and I think that probably the Hamilton coach will have their team coming out playing strong as well.
And we talked about one of the keys for Middlebury being making an easier game for Stephen Klein. How do you do that? Allow him to face less shots, right, and allow the defense to be there, whether it's Brendan Dawson or Jimmy McKee, who we've seen playing a little bit of center with the guys out of position. Just make it more difficult for the puck to be penetrated into your defensive zone.
Absolutely. Right now, we're going to take a look at the starting lineups. First, the starting lineups for the Hamilton College Continentals.
It'll be Brandon Willett, the senior from Toronto, Ontario, followed by TJ Daigler and Nick Orsetti to his right. Sam Jones will be the left defenseman. Bennett Morrison will be the right defenseman, and in goal will be Evan Bitnice, like we mentioned, the reigning NESCAC Player of the Year, Bruce.
All right, for the Middlebury College Panthers, an offense that Coach Neil Sinclair hopes is going to generate some offense based on their speed. At left wing, number 43, Charlie Lawrence, the freshman from Wellesley, Massachusetts. At center, number 9, sophomore Owen Powers from Cheshire, Connecticut. And at right wing, number 26, sophomore Mitchell Allen from Clifton Park, New York. Those are the forwards, the defensemen. The left defenseman, number 42, David Bellucci, the senior from Andover, Massachusetts. The right defenseman, number 2, Brendan Dawson, the sophomore defenseman from Medway, Massachusetts. And in goal for the Panthers, no real surprise here. Goaltender number 35, Stephen Klein. Can't even read my own handwriting. Stephen Klein, of course, the senior goaltender from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. He's number 31, by the way. It'd be nice if I could read my own handwriting. But right now, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back as we play the national anthem. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
These are the final days of the customer countdown sales event at Willie Racine's Jeep, but there's still time for you to be one of the first 50 countdown deals and enjoy some of the best buys of the year on any new Jeep on the lot. Through Friday, January 2nd only, Willie Racine's Jeep is offering you the chance to drive home happy in a new Jeep with thousands of dollars in spending cash. It's the perfect way to cover your holiday expenses without having to deal with the high interest rates of your regular credit cards. Every Jeep model in the award-winning lineup is on sale and priced to sell, with lease and purchase specials still being added daily. The countdown sale is on, but only for the first 50 customers, so stop in or call today and talk with one of their expert sales consultants to find out how you can drive home in a new Jeep with cash to spend. Only during the customer countdown and big finish of 2014 sales event at Willie Racine's Jeep on Shelburne Road in South Burlington and online at willieracine.com.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Russell Sage Rink on the campus of Hamilton College, Clinton, New York. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WBTK. Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler. It is game time. The Panthers and Continentals ready to do battle in a NESCAC matchup that has standing implications for the Continentals. Willett, Daigler, and Ursetti, the forwards for the Panthers, Lawrence, Powers, and Allen. The defensemen for the Continentals, Sam Jones and Bennett Morrison. For the Panthers, David Bellucci and Brendan Dawson. Between the pipes, Stephen Klein for the Panthers, Evan Bitenice for the Continentals. Just about ready to drop the puck, and the Continentals in their white uniforms with blue numbers, blue pants. The Panthers in their traditional Middlebury College dark blue jerseys, the big M. As we get ready to take the faceoff, Ian Nichols for the Continentals taking the faceoff against Vinny Gisanti. Won by Nichols. Back to Sam Jones for the Continentals, dumping it into the Panther zone. David Bellucci back for the Panthers behind the net. Kamil Tkachuk taking the puck. He's got it pinned along the boards on the right side. Kamil Tkachuk fighting for the puck, still along the boards. And the puck taken by number 18, Neil Conway, who dumps it in. The puck right now behind the Panthers' net. Now in the left corner. Sterling Bray for the Continentals with the puck, dumping it out to center ice. Bennett Morrison for the Continentals, passing it across to his defense partner, Sam Jones, who dumps it into the Panthers' zone. It is an offsides. 19:15 left to play, first period. Middlebury and Hamilton scoreless from the Russell Sage rink. The call there is an icing, so it will actually come all the way back down in the Continental zone to our left. The left of goaltender Evan Bitenice. Nichols taking the faceoff for the Continentals. Evan Powers for the Panthers. Won by Nichols to the right side behind Bitenice. Morrison now with the puck for the Continentals, setting things up. The Panthers with a 4-1 defense. Passed across to Sam Jones on the left side. He passes it across to his defense partner. Bennett Morrison with it. He's drilled by Powers on the right side. Jones with the puck now on the right wing board, dumped into the Panthers' zone. Shot on goal, saved by Klein. And the Panthers cleared out. The puck all the way back to Johnny Stamola. Passes it across to number 14, Morrison. The puck now at center ice. The Panthers with the puck. And Trevor Turnbull dumping it into the Continental zone. Puck now neutralized play, dumped back into the Continental zone. Blaine Oliver for the Continentals back to get the puck. Middlebury doing a nice job forechecking. Trevor Turnbull providing pressure. The Continentals having trouble getting it out. Now it comes out, dumped back in. And the Continentals trying to get it out. The Panthers doing a nice job boxing them in the zone. Right now along the left wing, number 20, TJ Daigler, the center, has got the puck. The Panthers get the puck back. And the Continentals forced to retreat to their defensive zone.
Passed it front, was looking for Heinrichs, Bruce. He just couldn't get a stick on it.
Couldn't get a stick on it. Daigler with the puck now, trying to break out of his zone. And the Panthers doing a really good job keeping the Continentals bottled up. The puck now in the Middlebury defensive zone all the way back. As the Panthers send it in. And we've got an offsides. 17:25 left to play, first period. Hamilton and Middlebury scoreless. And Jason, so far the Panthers doing a good job bringing some pressure here.
Yeah, and they're doing a good job when pressure's being brought against them of turning defense into offense. That was the second straight time they were looking for Heinrichs, just unable to get a stick on it once again.
And Morrison taking the faceoff now for the Continentals deep in the Middlebury zone. Brendan Dawson with the puck now along the right boards, holding it in. The Continentals doing a nice job keeping it in the Panthers' zone. Stamola with it along the left point, and it's gotten out by Middlebury. Here comes Middlebury. Bellucci with a drive. Saved by Bittenhouse. Oh, he makes two quick saves. And the Continentals bring the puck up. Number 19, Teddy Simpson, bringing it up for the Continentals. He shoots it wide.
And Heinrichs in there again, getting to the puck.
Yeah, using his speed to keep them in. The Panthers dump it in. Bitenice has to come and play it as the Panthers bring pressure. Jones along the left point. Vinny Gisanti doing a nice job keeping it in the offensive zone for the Panthers. And Rory Gagnon for the Continentals along the left board, getting it out, finally releasing the pressure. Michael Fahey with the puck now for the Panthers. Puck still in neutral zone. And the Continentals with a turnover sends it in front, and it is cleared by the Middlebury defense. The puck now along the boards. Kamil Tkachuk for the Panthers sending it along the backboards. Jeremiah for the Panthers with the puck sending it out down into the Continental zone. Icing on the Middlebury Panthers. 16-12 left to play first period. Hamilton and Middlebury scoreless.
The aggression that Middlebury is coming out with it is obvious. Just taking the puck and looking to fire it down. That one a little bit too far, but you gotta like the aggressiveness and the fire they're coming out with.
Yeah, they're certainly doing a great job here. Mitch Allen taking the faceoff for the Panthers. He wins it back along the boards. Tkachuk with the puck now in center ice. The Continentals have the puck.
Good job by Braden Kwas. They're taking it away.
Yeah, the puck dumped into the Continental zone again. Stimola back for the Continentals. The puck still in their zone. Now they break out along the right side. Ian Nichols, the third line center with it. He shoots. Gloved by Klein. He came into the left circle and ripped it. A wrist shot that Klein gloved rather easily. 15:44 left to play in the first period. The Continentals and Panthers scoreless, and so far that really the first good chance that the Continentals have had this game.
Yeah, and the reason why it didn't go through, one, Klein's a good goaltender, but two, the communication was there between the back line and Klein between the pipes.
Yeah, the face-off to the right is Steven Klein. Trevor Turnbull taking the face-off for the Panthers out into central to the neutral zone. Turnbull with the puck deep in the Continental zone. He's upended. No call. Sean Allen across to his defense partner, Josh Labonte, behind Biting Ice. And the Continentals with trouble getting out of their zone. It's passed to Daigler, who's along the left boards. He breaks in the Panthers zone. A wrist shot. That goes wide. Josh Labonte for the Continentals pinching. He's in front of Klein. Nothing doing there. Sam Jones for the Continentals now with the puck. Dumps it in, and it comes out to neutral ice. Played by Cam Radwazon in the neutral zone. He sends it into the Panthers zone. And we have a whistle. 14:56 left to play first period. Hamilton and Middlebury scoreless. The faceoff going to come to the left, apparently, to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. And Neil Conway taking the faceoff for the Continentals. Allen for the Panthers, won by Allen, back behind the Middlebury net. Still back behind the Middlebury net as the Panthers look to break out. The Middlebury dumps it in to the neutral zone. It's dumped further in. Jones back for the Continentals behind Biting Ice right now. The Panthers doing a good job battling them up in their defensive zone. Jones over to Morrison, who passes it up the left wing board. Dumped in. The Panthers right on that. Jeremiah doing a nice job knocking it back into neutral zone. Jones for the Continentals along the right wing board. He passes it across to his partner, Bennett Morrison. He's got it. Morrison tries to dump it into the Panther zone. No sail. Jimmy Ty for the Panthers doing a nice job knocking it out. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there.
Great minds think alike.
We've got Jeremiah for the Panthers dumping it into the Continental zone. Michael Fahey for the Panthers with a shot. Deflected off Biting Ice's stick and out. 13:48 left to play first period. Hamilton and Middlebury scoreless. Three shots on goal for the Continentals, two for Middlebury. And this faceoff going to come to Biting Ice's right. Brochu taking the faceoff for the Continentals. Vinny Giasanti for the Panthers. Won by Giasanti. Back to the point. Nice job by the Panthers keeping it in. Dump behind Biting Ice. Kamil Tkachuk with a nice job forcing pressure. And they can't get it out. Brochu back behind his net. He passes it across to Johnny Stimola, the defenseman, who gets it out. The Panthers with it. Deneen for the Panthers with it in his defensive zone. A Hamilton player goes down. No call. The puck still in the Panthers zone along the boards. Shot by Sean Allen. Blocked by Klein behind the Panthers net right now to the right side. The Continentals still with pressure. The puck in front. And Middlebury with the puck bringing it out. Michael Fahey for the Panthers driving it in along the left wing board. Oliver for the Continentals back behind Biting Ice. As Sean Allen now with the puck behind his goaltender. And the puck along the right wing boards. Nichols for the Continentals skating through center ice. He's into the Panther zone. He gets the puck along the left wing boards. Allen doing a nice job for the Continentals, holding it in, but now the Panthers get it out. Owen Powers chasing the puck, bite nice with it. Powers with pressure, a shot, and he scores! Owen Powers working really hard to get the puck in along the right wing boards. He sent it back to the point, and it was shot, and it just tricked by bite nice, trickled by bite nice. That's one I think he would like to have back. But the Panthers on the board first, 12:34 left to play first period. Middlebury on the board first, and Jason, that goal completely because of hard work.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If you're near the net, good things are going to happen. And that time, Powers just being a little pest, able to get it in.
So the faceoff back at center ice, won by Middlebury. Tie for Middlebury with the puck. He shoots it off of Bite Nice, who has to make a tough save. Bounces off, it comes out, back into the Middlebury defensive zone. And it's back behind Klein. The Panthers breaking it out. Pass along the board to McClellan, who dumps it in. Brandon Willett with the puck for the Continentals. Trying to get it out. Middlebury keeping them in the zone. Doing a great job of keeping it in there. Frank Cozzolito for the Panthers with a nice job keeping it in. A shot as it comes back into the Middlebury zone. And that's deflected by Klein into the netting. No harm. 11:57 left to play first period. Middlebury leading Hamilton 1-0. We think Owen Powers got that first goal. No call yet. And the faceoff to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. And we got Neil Conway taking the faceoff for the Continentals. Won by Conway. He's got it back along the right boards behind Klein. The puck now on the left wing boards. Sean Allen dumps it in. The Panthers have it to the right of Klein, being held up along the boards. The Continentals with some pressure now. A lot of traffic in front.
And Brett trying to pressure the puck there down there in that left corner.
Yeah, the puck still along the boards. And Cam Radnizan holding it in. The Panthers get it out. Here come the Panthers, two on two, dumping it in. The Panthers changing.
Heinrich trying to wrestle away the puck near side.
And the puck behind Bite Nice. Now the Panthers with pressure. Brochu for the Continentals behind Bite Nice. The Panthers doing a great job forechecking. Michael Fahey providing pressure, and he dumps it out. The puck back in neutral ice right now. Kachuk for the Panthers dumping it into the Continental zone. Oliver for the Continentals taking it in his zone, dumping it into the Panther zone to the right of Klein. All the way back. Bellucci for the Panthers with the puck along the right wing boards, dumping it out. It comes all the way back to Labonte, who sends it in from neutral ice. Lawrence for the Panthers back to get it right now along the left wing boards. The puck comes back to Labonte, who's got it, who dumps it deeper into the Middlebury zone. Back behind Klein. And Dawson for the Panthers with the puck. As the Panthers break out. The Panthers dump it deep into the Continental zone.
Yeah, Bellucci not really going for a shot there, just giving his team a chance to change.
Yeah, good call there. Labonte for the Continental. He's skating it to the right side, to our right. He dumps it in. He tries to get it in, and they are offsides. 9:54 left to play first period. Middlebury leading Hamilton 1-0. And Jason, so far the Panthers coming out and definitely providing some pressure, making Bite Nice work.
Yeah, and they're winning the shots battle so far, 4-3. It's just been an inspired Middlebury team.
Yeah, good call right there. Well, the face-off to the right of Bite Nice in the neutral zone, won by Middlebury, dumped out. And Ian Nichols for the Continentals with a shot on goal that Klein gloves easily. 9:41 left to play first period. Middlebury up 1-0. Both teams changing right now, and the face-off will be to the right of Klein.
And that shot, no real threat. Just the high one there that Klein was able to get a glove on.
Yeah, Daigler taking the face-off for the Continentals. One back to the point, blocked by a Middlebury Panther. Held up along the boards. Powers with it for the Panthers along the boards. The Continentals with some pressure now. Panthers doing a nice job keeping them away from the front of the net. A shot from the left point. It's sticked away by Klein, and the Continental swarming a little bit now. Morrison with a shot from the right point, held on to by Klein, and he's going to hold on to that. Slow things down a little bit. 9:19 left to play first period. Middlebury leading 1-0. But right there, the Continentals bringing some pressure, and the Panthers doing a nice job keeping the traffic away from their goaltender.
Yeah, and it was a good job by Klein to hold on to it, give himself a chance to reset.
Conway taking the faceoff for the Continentals. And the puck in the neutral zone, all the way back into the Continental zone. Oliver taking it on the left point for the Continentals. It deflects into the Hamilton bench. 9:04 left to play first period. Middlebury up 1-0. Four shots apiece for these two teams. The faceoff going to be at center ice.
Yeah, Tkachuk was spinning and it hit off his stick into the Hamilton bench.
McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Nichols for Hamilton. One by Hamilton. Back to Stamola, who is drilled by a Panther. No call. The puck comes back into the Hamilton zone. Oliver dancing to the left side. He passes it across the ice to Bennett Morrison, the right defenseman, who is pinching. And that is offsides. So that will come back out. 8:45 left to play first period. And the Panthers certainly bringing the pressure, doing a nice job keeping the puck away from their goaltender, Stephen Klein.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And on that particular play, just the lead pass too far by Hamilton.
Simpson taking the faceoff for the Continentals. Giasanti for the Panthers. One by Giasanti. Across to the right point. The Panthers with the puck in deep. Michael Fahey for the Panthers holding it behind Bitenhouse. The Panthers still with the puck back there. Giasanti sending it to the right point, and it skips over Dawson's stick. So the Panthers have to come back to neutralize. Dawson dumping it back out. The Panthers dump it back in. Simpson for the Continental finishing his check. Tkachuk for the Panthers with a nice job sending it right in front of Bitenhouse. And his defense clears that quickly back to neutral ice. The Panthers in the neutral zone. Fahey for the puck right now with the Panthers. Over to Bellucci. And the Continentals with the puck. Both teams in neutral ice right now. Here come the Panthers. Dawson with a shot. Bitenhouse with a save. Dawson doing a nice job taking a wrist shot from above the right circle, making Bitenhouse glove that one. And so far, Jason, the Panthers definitely bringing the pressure in this period. The intensity that we were looking for certainly seems like they've got it.
And again, if you're just breaking it down period by period, not the best ending period for Middlebury last time out. They're bringing it now.
Nichols for the Continentals taking the faceoff against Powers. One by Nichols all the way around the net and out of the zone. Comes all the way deep into the Middlebury defensive zone. And the puck looked like it was played by a high stick, but the officials don't agree, so the play continues. Labonte for the Continentals deep in the Panther zone behind Klein right now. The Panthers with the puck. And it comes out. It comes all the way down, but it's on net. Bitenhouse takes it. Brunette with the puck for Hamilton behind the net. Labonte now dancing behind Bitenhouse, who breaks it out to the left side. Allen along the left wing boards. He passes it to Radwazon, who comes in on the right side to the right of Klein. The Panthers doing a nice job making sure they get no real shot from the front of the net, from the slot.
Yeah, Bruce, preventing the wraparound shot there.
Absolutely. Good call there. Allen with the puck for the Panthers sends it out of the zone. 7:03 left to play first period. Middlebury and Hamilton battling in this NESCAC contest. Middlebury up 1-0. Shots on goal, 5 apiece. The faceoff coming to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. McKee taking the faceoff of the Panthers. Nichols for the Continentals. Won by Nichols, but it comes back out. Dumped back in. And Radwazon for the Continentals. He's got it back behind the net. He shoots it on Klein, who saves, and it's bounced out by the Middlebury defense. They do a nice job sending it back down. Bitenhouse comes to play at the Continentals come back. And Tkachuk did a nice job forcing the pressure on that. He had to come all the way back. The puck in the zone. And a score! Neil Conway taking advantage of a Middlebury miscue. The puck just bounced over a stick. He went in and just one-timed it past Klein, who really had no chance on that one. It was so quick. Got to wait for the official scoring on that one, but 6:35 left to play first period. And Hamilton taking advantage of a miscue by the Panthers there, tying this game at one.
Neil Conway with an absolute laser up high.
And so the faceoff back at center ice. Brochu taking the faceoff for the Continentals against Tkachuk for the Panthers. Won by Tkachuk back into the Middlebury defensive zone as the Panthers try to break out. Neil Fahey with the puck for the Panthers, dumping it in to the Continentals defensive zone. Tkachuk with the puck along the boards. Jasanti now with it behind Bitenice. The Panthers keeping the pressure on. Tkachuk with a shot. Save Bitenice. Michael Fahey for the Panthers getting it back. And the puck bounces out. The Panthers doing a nice job bringing some pressure right there as we click under 6 minutes left to go in the first period. The two teams tied at one. Hockey Night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK. And here come the Panthers. Lawrence with a shot for the Panthers. Bitenice making the saves. Oliver with the puck along the left wing boards. Bounces out, and the officials are going to say that one got some netting. So that one is going to come back into the Continentals defensive zone. The faceoff going to be to the left of goaltender Evan Bitenice, who has been pretty busy this period.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Seven shots on seven shots right now. Middlebury with the advantage, trying to make something happen in their offensive zone.
You know, Nichols taking the faceoff for Hamilton. Ty taking the faceoff for the Panthers. Won by Nichols, who sends it around, and it comes all the way back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Icing is waved off as Hamilton brings the pressure. The puck right now along the right wing boards, and the Continentals doing a nice job bringing pressure. Dawson back with the puck for the Panthers. And it is still along the boards. Dineen now with a big hit along the right wing boards, and the Panthers do a nice job getting that out.
Good job there by Charlie Parsons jarring the puck free.
Yeah, Labonte for the Continentals along the left wing board. They're trying to get it up. Middlebury meeting them at neutral ice, and nothing going on there as the puck is forced back into the Continentals defensive zone. Now into the neutral zone. Sent into the Middlebury defensive zone. Klein comes out to play it. He leaves it for his defenseman, who plays it all the way up. And Trevor Turnbull with the puck now. A pileup of players along the left wing boards. Dumped in to the Middlebury defensive zone. The Middlebury defense doing a nice job keeping them along the outside. The puck back to the point. Sam Jones along the board. A drive. Saved by Klein. Now Middlebury with the puck along the boards. And we have a whistle. 4:34 left to play first period. Middlebury and Hamilton tied at one.
And Bruce, we'd like to thank One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes, as well as Foster Motors. Over the week, air people on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Boy, things getting a little hectic there as a lot of pressure in front of goaltender Stephen Klein, but no damage done. The faceoff to his left. Rory Gagnon taking the faceoff of the Panthers right now. And boy, from this distance, it is tough to see some of those numbers.
Even with the names on the back.
Yeah, Owen Powers taking the faceoff for the Panthers. Won by Powers, but the Continentals get it. They've got it along the boards. The puck now back behind goaltender Stephen Klein. The Panthers being hemmed in here. The puck still behind Klein. Players from both teams fighting for the puck. Defenseman Morrison for the Continentals pinching, and Middlebury gets it out. And it comes back as Jason Brochu for the Continentals dumps it into the Middlebury zone offsides. 4:04 left to play first period. Middlebury and Hamilton in a Friday night NESCAC battle. The teams tied at one. Eight shots on goal for the Panthers, seven for Hamilton. The faceoff all the way back in the Continentals defensive zone. Ty taking the faceoff for Middlebury, while Allen taking the faceoff for the Continentals. One by Allen, dumped up along the left wing boards. And Gagnon for the Continentals with the puck with a shot on Klein, who drops down in the butterfly to stop that. 3:55 left to play first period. The two teams tied at one. The faceoff to Klein's right. And Gagnon taking the faceoff again for Hamilton. Ty for the Panthers. Won by Ty. And the Panthers have it along the boards. Dumped into neutral zone. Oliver for the Continentals. And the Panthers offsides. Eight shots apiece for these two teams. And it seems that we've got spurts of energy for both teams kind of evenly matched so far this period.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it stands to figure, given that the score is tied. Eight shots on both sides.
Nichols taking the faceoff again for the Continentals. Tie for the Panthers. Won by Gagnon. Back into the Continentals defensive zone. Willett with the puck. Behind his netminder, Bite Nice. Trevor Turnbull of the Panthers providing a lot of pressure. The Continentals finally getting it out. Gagnon along the right wing boards. He leaves it for Radwazon along the right wing boards. Drilled by one of the Panthers. No call. Now the Panthers return the favor. And it looks like we've got a penalty. The referee has got his arm up. And we'll see what the call is. Looks like it's an interference call against number 42, David Bellucci. 3:18 left to play first period. Middlebury and Hamilton tied at one. Bellucci going to the box, what we believe to be an interference call. It'll be their first power play of the game. Hamilton on the season, 14.7% on the power play. Jasanti taking the faceoff against Nichols, won by Nichols. Along the boards to Bennett Morrison on the left point, who cheats in. He passes it back to Jones along the point. He drives, and it is wide. Morrison on the right point now. The Continentals playing give and go here. The puck behind the Panthers' net. A Continental goes down, no call. The puck to Jones at the point. He shoots! And Klein doing a nice job getting down, taking away the bottom of the net. A lot of traffic there. But the puck along the right wing boards. Morrison now for the Continentals, keeping it in, doing a nice job against a lot of Middlebury pressure to get it out, and the Panthers get it out.
And they're able to whack it down to the other side because they're trying for the penalty kill, so no icing.
Boy, a terrific play by Jeremiah there for the Panthers to get that out. The puck back behind the Continentals netminder, Bite Nice, who's been pretty busy this period. Oliver with the puck for the Continentals along the right wing board. He passes it over to Allen, who sends it cross rink. Oliver with it again. The Continentals having some trouble getting this set up. They dump it into the zone, and Nick Ursitti tries to dump it in, but the Panthers get it back out in neutral ice right now. Oliver with it again. Along the right wing boards, back to Oliver. The Continentals having trouble getting this one set up. Dumped in. It is back behind the Panthers' net, and it comes out of the zone. Allen with it for the Continentals in neutral ice. He's got it. He skates along the left wing boards. He leaves it as the Continentals try to get something going here. And here come the Panthers on a give and go. A shot! Michael Fahey.
Looks to be Mitchell Allen.
Mitchell there. Allen. It's very, very tough to read those numbers. Allen with a nice drive coming off the... off his back foot, doing a nice job with a wrist shot. Beitenheist doing a nice job making that save. Owen Powers taking the face off for the Panthers.
10 seconds left to go in a penalty kill for Middlebury.
Morrison with the puck for the Continentals along the left wing board. He skates into center ice, broken up by the Panthers. Allen with it again along the right wing boards. Here he comes. He passed it across to Powers. A save by Beitenhouse. Boy, Owen Powers has been everywhere this period. A great period for him. And Beitenhouse making a tough save there. As the puck comes back into the Middlebury zone, 1 minute left to play in the period. The puck in front of Klein. A whole bunch of players there.
And Middlebury doing a good job killing off the penalty.
And Frank Cozzolito doing a nice job getting it in. And here comes the Panthers into the defensive zone. And Lawrence for the Panthers doing a nice job forcing it into the Continentals defensive zone. Offsides, however, as it comes all the way back into the Panthers defensive zone. Vinny Jasanti taking the faceoff for the Panthers. Against the Continentals, Ian Nichols, won by Nichols. It comes out of the zone all the way back as Oliver takes the puck behind Beitenice, who has to retreat behind his net. 35 seconds left to play in the period. Middlebury and Hamilton tied at one. The puck now along the right wing boards. Nichols hammered by one of the Panthers, and they are having trouble getting it into the zone. Brunetto for the Continentals, dumping it into the Middlebury zone. Bellucci back for the Panthers, who have it set up along the right wing board. They dump it out. And Labonte for the Continentals with the puck. He loses it to Michael Fahey, who breaks in along the right wing board. Tries to get it to the point. It is out. Ursitti at center ice for the Continentals. Dumps it into the Middlebury zone. And that is the end of the first period. 1-1 Middlebury and Hamilton. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Hi, this is Scott and Dave Foster from Foster Motors. Come on down Saturday, December 9th from 9 to 4 for our Christmas open house. Bring the kids to see Santa and his elf and receive a gift for all kids 10 and under. Want to win something big for you? Foster Motors will be giving away a Jeep Wrangler at 4 o'clock that day. McKenzie hot dogs, popcorn, refreshments, balloons will be on hand all day. So come on down December 9th to Foster Motors on Route 7 South of Middlebury and enter to win the Jeep and see Santa Claus. Remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is Paul, Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. The holiday shopping season is here, and we'd like to invite you to come join us at the store and experience our full line of hunting, fishing, camping gear, and sportsman's clothing. There's plenty of great gifts and stocking stuffers for Christmas. Or, if you can't decide, get a Vermont Field Sports gift certificate, redeemable anytime during store hours. All of us at Vermont Field Sports would like to wish you and yours a happy, healthy holiday season.
Thinking about a new or used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Russell Sage Rink here on the campus of Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK, where after 20 minutes of play, we've settled nothing. Middlebury and Hamilton tied at 1. 10 shots on goal for the Panthers, 8 for the Continentals, and so far, Jason, a pretty evenly matched pair of teams.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And one of the key things we always talk about for Middlebury is winning the shot battle. They're doing it so far, and they're making it tough for a very good goaltender in Evan Bightenheis.
Yeah, he has played a pretty strong game, and he's had to. His defense has been a little sloppy in this period. There were a couple of turnovers, and although the game is tied at 1 and Middlebury is up by 2 shots, 10-8 on Hamilton, period to Middlebury, they played a pretty strong period.
Yeah, I do, and it's because Klein was able to really anchor everything that Middlebury was able to do. We talked about making it easy for him. They didn't necessarily make it easy for him, but he was able to do the job that he needed to do, and that was stop every shot but one thrown his way.
Yeah, he had to play a stronger game, I think, than probably he would have liked in that first period. There were a couple of miscues. There were a couple of big saves that he made, particularly on Owen Powers in that period. But in terms of scoring, Middlebury got on the board first. Owen Powers scoring the goal, doing a nice job dumping it in, hustling. Brendan Dawson doing a nice job dumping that puck in the zone. Powers with the follow-up, and he buried it past Bightenheis to make it 1-0 Middlebury at 6:34 of the first period. He gets the puck along the left wing boards, Allen doing a nice job for the Continentals, holding it in, but now the Panthers get it out. Owen Powers chasing the puck. Bite nice with it. Powers with pressure. A shot, and he scores! Owen Powers working really hard to get the puck in along the right wing boards. He sent it back to the point, and it was shot. It just tricked by Bite Nice, trickled by Bite Nice. That's one I think you would like to have back. But the Panthers on the board first. 12:34 left to play, first period. Middlebury on the board first. And Jason, that goal completely because of hard work. Yeah, Brendan Dawson doing a nice job dumping that puck in the zone. Owen Powers, Mr. Hustle that period. That goal was entirely created by Powers' hard work, something that we hope the Panthers would do in this game. That is exactly what happened. I want to correct myself. The time of that goal, 12:34 of the first period. The Panthers leading that leading game 1-0 at that point. And it kind of stayed that way for a while. And then, a little bit later in the period, Rory Gagnon for the Continentals doing a nice job getting the puck behind the net. The puck had been dumped in by Bennett Morrison and also Sam Jones, his defensive partner. The puck behind the net, he got it to Rory Gagnon, who buried it to make it 1-1. Sending it back down, Bite Nice comes to play at the Continentals come back, and Tkachuk did a nice job forcing the pressure on that. He had to come all the way back. The puck in the zone, and a score! Neil Conway taking advantage of a Middlebury miscue. The puck just bounced over a stick. He went in and just one-timed it past Klein, who really had no chance on that one. It was so quick. Got to wait for the official scoring on that one, but 6:35 left to play first period, and Hamilton taking advantage of a miscue by the Panthers there, tying this game at one. Yeah, on that play, Rory Gagnon getting credit for that goal. I'm not exactly sure how that came about or if that one is going to stand, because it certainly looked to me like Conway was the one that ripped that one, but the defense tandem of Bennett Morrison and Sam Jones for the Continentals doing a nice job really keeping the puck deep in the Middlebury zone, and either Conway or Gagnon doing a nice job ripping it past Klein, tying the game with 6:35 left to play in the period. And again, the score tied at one after 20 minutes of play. 10 shots on goal for the Panthers. They just corrected it. Now it's 9 for the Continentals. An evenly matched period, and it should be an interesting period 2 and 3.
Yeah, and it should, because both teams are playing up to the level of competition. Two pretty evenly matched teams coming in. And it's going to be a battle of the goaltenders. I think whoever scores, we'll say 3 goals, the magic number, needs to win. I expect each goaltender to let in one more, just because that's the type of pace that we've been able to see so far. So it's really going to come down to the goaltending. Bite-Nice versus Klein. Who can let in the least amount of goals, and who can get traffic in front of the net to create themselves more opportunities?
Well, more analysis on the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report right after this. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey, Hockey Night in Middlebury on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With a 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Russell Sage Rink here on the campus of Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey. Hockey night in Middlebury here on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler here from the press box, and after 20 minutes of play, nothing settled. Hamilton and Middlebury tied at 1. The goals for the Panthers, Owen Powers scoring, and then for Hamilton, Rory Gagnon, at least right now, getting the tally for the Continentals, making it 1-1 after 20 minutes of play. This being a big NESCAC game tonight, but Jason, there are a bunch of other games also taking place tonight and this weekend, for that matter.
Yeah, Williams and Amherst going at it. They're scoreless with 14:44 to go into first. Hobart taking on Trinity, the Statesmen scoreless down there in Hartsford. Tufts taking on Bowdoin. They're scoreless at the end of the first, like you mentioned. We're knotted here at 1. Connecticut College trailing Colby 1-0. And yesterday, Bowdoin defeating Southern Maine. Excuse me, earlier in the week, Bowdoin defeating Southern Maine by a score of 1-0.
And so after 20 minutes of play, we're really right back where we started. The two teams, same score, 1-1. 10 shots on goal for Middlebury, 9 for Hamilton in that period. Only one penalty, a minor for interference to number 42, David Bellucci, for the Panthers. So really not a lot of special teams play. But again, the Panthers have been doing a really good job the last couple of games with their penalty kill. It has really, really ramped it up since the start of the season. That's something that Coach Sinclair has got to be pretty happy about.
Yeah, it's one of the big keys. Can you make it difficult for the other team to, when they have a power play advantage, get it on track with their with what they're trying to do and not allow themselves to score? Middlebury is doing a good job of that so far, killing off their one penalty.
Yeah, they really have done a good job about that. And one of the keys that we mentioned in the pregame show was that we wanted to make things difficult for Bite Nice, who is the reigning NESCAC Player of the Year. And I think you'll agree with me that the Panthers did a pretty good job of doing that. The goal that they scored, not particularly a strong goal. Bite Nice just couldn't squeeze the pads. It trickled through the five hole. Doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be beautiful, but it counts. Owen Powers setting up that goal entirely on his hard work. Brendan Dawson getting the assist on that. And so for the Panthers, this period, I think you want to do much of the same.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Again, force the issue, force the issue. And we expect both teams to come out with the same energy, right?
Yeah, I certainly would think so. I think Middlebury had the advantage in that period. I think they were just swarming. I think one of the things we talked about, too, not just in this pregame show, but so far this season, the Panthers need to use their speed. They're not a particularly big team, but they're a fast team. And as we saw in that period, some of the names that we mentioned, Danny Tai, Jimmy McKee, defensemen who were being used as forwards. Well, actually, excuse me, Danny Tai is a forward, but Jimmy McKee is a defenseman. And Coach Neil Sinclair utilizing him as his center because of his speed. And you can't hit what you can't catch. And I think Middlebury played a great first period.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. As we get set to get going between Middlebury and Hamilton here for the second period. direction, knotted at one as both teams have taken the ice once again. Again, Middlebury in their traditional blue with white jerseys and an M across their chest. Hamilton in white with an H across their chest as we get ready to go. Hamilton will be skating from left to right. Middlebury will be skating from right to left, defending the goal nearest to us as we're positioned directly behind the goaltender, Evan Klein, up against the backboards.
Yeah, and it's a little bit easier to see the numbers now that we've got the Middlebury blue and white to right in front of us. So again, beginning of the second period, and with the play-by-play, my buddy Jason Wexler.
Thank you very much, Bruce. A face-off won by Middlebury's Vinny Giussani, and a puck shot down to the left wing, looking to get to it, Tkachuk. And back the other way, Hamilton is Bellucci lit up in the neutral zone. The puck is loose, and Tkachuk trying to get a handle on it. Boxing out, just using his elbows to make it difficult for Giussani as a wobbly puck is skated back into neutral ice. And coming back the other way, Hamilton, centering pass in front that sails wide off the stick of Sam Jones. Jones' shot sails wide, and another opportunity for Hamilton. A whack from the right point sails wide to the right of Stephen Klein as Jason Brochu came up way short. Puck skated back down the other way, and it's a chance for Bennett Morrison to get it up along the boards. But Middlebury, Bruce, doing a good job of hustling early.
Yeah, they certainly are.
It'll be Middlebury puck trying to get to it. Powers and Flanagan, who lost the puck in the middle of the slot for Evan Budenice, going to get to it, Frank Casalito. And the puck now loose into the left corner. Going to get to it, Powers, he's got a breakaway. Powers passing it to his right for Fahey. Fahey, a shot that sails wide left. And Michael Fahey almost had one. Powers on the rebound, it's deflected off the pads by Budenice.
And there's a delayed penalty here against Hamilton.
Puck being worked back around, and now we've got that whistle you were talking about.
Yeah, so the referee's arm is up, 18:23 left to play, second period. Middlebury going on the power play as Stephen Klein returns to the net for the Panthers, and it is a tripping call. Johnny Stamola for the Continentals. He's going to be sitting in the box for 2 minutes. So Middlebury going on their 20th power play of the season, Jason. They're 0-for-19. They need to get something started here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Power play is so critical. They've got 2 minutes with a skater up. We'll see what they're able to do as Eric Jeremiah takes the puck in the neutral ice. Jeremiah still going with it on the left wing. We'll pass it over to Fahey. And Fahey dumps it in, trying to get to it. Giussani as it's deep in the right corner and whacked down the other way the length of the ice. Klein going to take it off a rebound. And leave for Fahey, who gives to Jeremiah as the Panthers look to organize themselves. Skating up the center of the avenue, Jeremiah, he'll launch a pass left side for Trevor Turnbull. Turnbull trying to pass in front, that's deflected. And whacked down the other way by Hamilton. Another stick save and a beauty from Stephen Klein as he whacks it along the left boards near side. With 17:34 to go here in the second period, we're tied at one. As the puck again in Hamilton's defensive zone, Trevor Turnbull tried to get the puck and lost it. Hamilton skating back the other way. Dawson trying to play some defense, skating with the puck. And coming this way is Sean Allen, who lost it, going behind the net to Brendan Dawson. Dawson had a man on and gives the puck away to his right. Beautiful move by Fahey. He lost the puck in traffic, trying to get to it. Flanagan and Bellucci looking to get it back out there on the right point, but instead the puck dumped down to the right corner. 16:50 to go, 30 ticks to go in the power play. Puck loose and coming back the other way. Hamilton, they shoot it down, no icing due to the power play. And another stick save by Stephen Klein with now 12 seconds to go in the power play. Coming back the other way, Bellucci will lead the break, firing ahead for Dawson. And that'll be an icing with 6 seconds to go on the power play. The puck coming back to our side with a 1-1 game. 16:28 to go, second period.
And on the season, the Continentals 5-for-34 on the power play, 14.7%. As mentioned, the Middlebury penalty kill a lot better after the first couple of games, 19-for-25 on the season.
Powers won the faceoff for Middlebury, and Dawson, as we're back to even strength, takes it ahead for Tkachuk. Tkachuk loses the puck, and coming back the other way, Hamilton trying to wedge it in there to Bennett Morrison to no avail. But Hamilton racing back the other way, quickly getting to it and making a beautiful play on puck. Eric Jeremiah behind the Middlebury net. Sam Jones got to it and tried a centering pass in front. That's taken by Jeremiah. Jeremiah putting on the speed, fires a shot from the right point. Is no good near the circle. And trying to get to it is Braden Kwost. Back the other way. A chance, a shot, and a drive from the right point. Is no good by Frank Cozzolito. 15 and a half to go, second period. Puck wedged in there. Into the right corner behind the Continentals net. Still trying to get to it and making a jab at the puck. Looks to be Jason Brokin. Braden Kwost fires a shot that's deflected. As Middlebury doing a good job of trying to grab the rebound. Jeremiah still located on the left point. As Fahey doing a good job battling and now loses the puck to Hamilton. Coming ahead with it. And will it a pass in front and a shot and a score. Hamilton leads 2-1.
Yeah, on that play, Urcity doing a nice job keeping going, keeping his legs moving, moving to the net. And he shot it, and it just somehow bounced over Klein's right pad. It trickled through into the bottom right corner of the net. That goal is going to come at 5 minutes of the second period. And on their 11th shot on goal, Hamilton takes a 2-1 lead.
And that, Bruce, that goal all set up by the pass, right?
Absolutely, set up by the pass, and Urcetti doing a nice job not giving up and shooting it, beating Klein over his right pad, kind of bounced over his pad, and the Continentals now up 2-1.
And with a 2-1 lead, they dump the puck down into their offensive end. Getting to it and trying a wraparound was Rory Gagnon, who already has a goal in this game, looking for Conway. Conway loses possession of the puck in the near corner, as Gagnon in there as well. And a delayed penalty upcoming, I believe. And now we'll have it with a whistle stopping play with 14 and a half to go.
Yeah, the referee's arm is up. One of the Panthers heading to the penalty box. Brian Ash headed to the penalty box, and 14:30 left to play. Second period.
As McKee gets ready to take the faceoff against Willett to the left of Klein. Officials still sorting something out. As Gagnon gets in there with McKee, puck dropped. And won by Middlebury. Dawson looking to play some defense. As puck now at the top of the point. And now back to the left side for TJ Daigler. Daigler down low to Willett. And Willett back up top to Daigler. Daigler fires a shot wide left. And it's still Hamilton puck with a 2-1 lead. A shot from the left point. Sails wide off the stick of TJ Daigler. Daigler going to try it again. And now centering pass in front is taken back behind by Sterling Bray. Bray back. As the puck being cycled around with it on the left point. Trying to lead Willett into the slot. Could not do so as Daigler.
And a delayed call coming up against the Continentals. It's going to be a minor against number 20. Daigler, it looks like he's going to sit for slashing.
Yeah, the two players just on top of one another.
Yep.
Almost like he was trying to hold him down, like a wrestling move.
Yeah, a little tomahawk chop there. He'll sit for two for that. Effectively negating the rest of their power play. So now 13:34 left to play, second period. Daigler going to the box for slashing. And after the Panthers and Continentals play 4-on-4, Middlebury will get about a 53-second power play.
Yeah, but first they'll play 4-on-4 for 67 seconds. with 13.5 to go. Hamilton wins the puck and skating towards Klein, putting on the speed and trying to get to a Gagnon. Middlebury wins possession of the puck again. Here is Owen Powers. Fires it in deep, trying to get to his own shot off the boards. Does, and passes it back out to Jeremiah. As the puck evades Jeremiah, Cozzolito passes it ahead to Jeremiah, who shoots it ahead in a neutral ice for Powers. Powers leads it a shot and a drive, sails wide by Mitchell Allen, who missed a couple of games due to injury. Now back into the lineup. As Hamilton shoots it ahead the other way, getting to it, Ursetti. Ursetti trying to leave it, and doing so for Cam Radisson. Down the other way the puck goes. Josh Labonte with it behind the net for Hamilton. Centering pass tried in front, but who's there except for Brendan Dawson, making it difficult and giving his troops a chance to organize. Dawson leaves for Bellucci. Here he comes. Bellucci skating down Center Avenue looking for Tkachuk. No, Jasani trying to get there. As Fahey lost possession of the puck, it comes back down in a hurry. And Bellucci trying to touch it up. Didn't appear he got there in time. Puck loose. And over to the right corner with it, Bellucci. Now here's Dawson skating ahead. Dawson losing it to Bellucci in his own defensive zone. Bellucci over to Fahey, back to Bellucci. Shoots it ahead into the Panther offensive zone, but nobody home. Has taken the puck is Sam Jones.
And the two teams now back at even strength.
And that comes Bruce with 11.5 to go as Cozzolito whiffed and is now going to have to play some defense. Moving to his left with the puck and pulling up Radisson. The shot sails wide coming from Morrison from the left point and hits the netting and goes way up high. No problem there for Stephen Klein.
11:18 left to play. Second period, Hamilton leading Middlebury 2-1. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
11:18 to go. Is McKee going to take, Powers going to take the faceoff against Nick Ursetti. Ursetti won the faceoff and a shot from the left point sails wide off the stick of Labonte into the glove of Stephen Klein with 11:14 to go. Stephen Klein with a good game so far despite letting in two goals.
Yeah, Ursetti doing a nice job winning that faceoff. Back to his defenseman Josh Labonte who let it go. Klein doing a good job gloving that and stopping play.
Daigler won the faceoff for Hamilton. Shot and a drive by Daigler. Sails wide to the right. Getting to it, Allen. And punched back around by Josh Labonte of Hamilton. Allen looking to get to the puck deep in Middlebury's offensive zone. Could not. The puck skates down in the neutral ice. Brethanine loses control of the puck. And trying to get to it in the left side on the Panthers' defensive zone is Owen Powers. And Powers has got the puck passed over to Lawrence. Shot sails wide. Here's Dineen. He dumps it back in. 10:24 to go. Hamilton 2, Middlebury 1. Hamilton with possession of the puck. Dangling in a quick pass to left shot, left side. A shot and a drive taken by Conway. Pass. That's a wraparound shot. Conway tried to feed Brochu, but Middlebury got a stick on that one, and chasing it back down the other way is Johnny Stamola. Under 10 to go. Second period. Hamilton 2, Middlebury 1. Puck loose and taken by Jimmy McKee of Middlebury. Coming back the other way, turning on the Jets is Charlie Parsons. As the puck goes behind the net once again, no problem for Bootenice. 9.5 to go. Brendan Dawson fires it ahead into neutral ice for Heinrichs. Heinrichs to Ty. Ty trying a shot. Deflected, and Middlebury have to hustle having to hustle to get to the puck. Jeremiah comes away with a deflected puck that Ian Nichols got a body on. Parsons the other way. Loses possession of the puck for Middlebury. Here is Jeremiah. Dumps it ahead to Fahey. And Heinrichs a shot, sails wide right. Puck loose again, now coming away with it on a breakaway and losing his stick. A delayed penalty upcoming as holding onto it was John Stickle.
8:54 left to play, second period. And Michael Fahey of the Panthers headed to the box.
Yeah, Stickle would have had a breakaway, but his stick just knocked away. No pun intended.
No pun intended, but again, the Continentals going back on the power play. Their third power play of the game. They're 0-2 so far. The faceoff to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein.
Chisani and Brochu, and Chisani loses the faceoff to Brochu of Hamilton. Gagnon trying to chase, but getting in there Camille Tkachuk with a nice forecheck. Puck in Middlebury's defensive zone, trying to get to it. Tkachuk hustling over to get it. He's a little bit late. Puck loose in front and knocked out again by Brendan Dawson. How many times have we said his name defensively? Brendan Dawson knocking a puck away and leading to Middlebury's chance on the offensive end for Vinny Gisani, who loses the puck. Skating up with it, Hamilton. Here now is Willett, and the shot will be deflected off the boards to the right. Puck loose behind the net, and Budenheis gives his team a chance to change with 8 to go, second period. 2-1 Hamilton over Middlebury here in Hamilton. As a chance now for Conway as he passed it back up top. Cycle back the other way, Conway. Back to Sean Allen. Chance in front and a beautiful save made by Klein. He moved to his left to get a pad on that one. Jimmy McKee knocked it back the other way. And a chance now for Sean Allen skating up with the puck for Hamilton. Here is Allen. Tried to dump it in front. McKee whacks it out of there for Middlebury. Powers trying to get to it and chase. He'll be in a battle with Sean Allen, and Owen Powers loses that battle. Hamilton, chance now in front, trying to get to it. Allen, a beautiful save off the pad of Klein. Klein moved to his left to make the save and did so. As puck now loose and Jeremiah gets it behind the net for Middlebury. Jeremiah tried to give it to Heinrichs, puck loose in front. Beautiful pass and a shot from Willett. Didn't even really get there, it was deflected off a stick. Back the other way, a drive by Cam Radisson, and hit the side pipe to the left. Six and a half to go, second period. Allen in a battle with it along the side boards, but coming away with it, Sam Jones. Coming back the other way, Hamilton skating with it, left corner. Bennett Morrison pass in front of the puck, loose and deflected again. Good defense there by Middlebury, and coming back the other way with a full head of steam is Camille Tkachuk, who gets tripped up. Jeremiah whacks it along the side boards. Gisani now with it, trying to pass, that's taken away the other way by Hamilton. Bellucci lost it, but Jeremiah able to get to it and play some defense for Middlebury. Heinrichs deflected a puck, and it's very close to Middlebury's net. And whacked behind there by Klein. Pass down there to the left corner. Brochu a shot. Rebound loose in front. Still loose. And Hamilton scores again. A couple of deflections. I believe it was Roy Gagnon, but we'll wait to see.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Jason. I think Neil Conway was the one that was able to get it over for Gagnon. And if it stands, that'll be his second of the game. Conway doing a nice job getting it across to him. That goal coming at 14:35 of the second period, and Hamilton up 3-1. A lot of action around Klein's net, and that one gets by Klein. And Hamilton now up by two.
And we always talk about it. Bruce, create carnage in front of the net, and good things are going to happen. That time, Hamilton, the beneficiary of a little bit of extra effort. As they lead it 3-1, Bellucci into the right corner. Skates the puck ahead for Dineen. Turnbull racing to get to it. And will whack it along the backboards. Puck now controlled by Hamilton. As coming away with it is Hamilton's Cam Radazon, excuse me. But first a whistle, 4:46 to play.
And we've got another penalty. It's a slashing penalty. This one is going to be against Middlebury. Trevor Turnbull going to the box.
And it goes without saying, but something you can't allow, given the fact you're down two goals.
Well, so far, Hamilton is 0-3 on the power play, but you certainly don't want to give them a chance to get that going tonight. They're already up by two. 4:46 left to play, second period. Hamilton leading Middlebury 3-1.
Brochu and Powers in the faceoff circle. And Powers loses the faceoff for Middlebury. Shot in a drive. Says wide as Bennett Morrison came up empty. Coming the other way, Powers, if he can get to it. Touch pass for Allen. Allen fires a shot wide that's gloved easily by the defending NESCAC player of the year, Evan Budenice.
Yeah, that penalty on Trevor Turnbull of the Panthers, a two-minute minor for slashing. The penalty coming at 15:14 of the second period. Again, Hamilton going on their fourth power play of the evening. They're 0-3 so far.
And they're skating with it 5-on-4 with 4.5 to go and a minute 15 to go in the power play. As puck loose in front, Gagnon trying a lead pass, and it's deflected the other way. Here comes Powers. Powers fires a shot, and that one is gloved by Bitenice. It would have been Middlebury's second shorthanded goal of the year.
Yeah, Powers did a nice job getting that puck, skating along the right wing boards, and just getting it on net. You know, one of the sayings in hockey, Jason, is 100% of the shots you don't take don't go in. You got to take a shot, especially when you're killing a penalty. A nice job by Powers to get the puck, not only on net, but also deep in the Hamilton zone.
Faceoff won by the Hamilton Continentals. And with a 3-1 lead, they'll lose possession behind their own net, but only to themselves. 3:53 to go. They've got 65 seconds to go in their man advantage. Pass to the left side ahead for Sean Allen. And trying to get it to Sean Allen again. The pass sails wide. Jimmy McKee in pursuit but could not get there. Coming back the other way. A pass deflected wide by Nick Orsetti. Back the other way, chance for Sean Allen, trying to create traffic in front as it's dumped down to the other end. Middlebury, 30 seconds to go on their penalty kill, their fourth of the day if they can complete it.
And just, Jason, just to for the listeners, the Hamilton goal, unassisted. Neil Conway, 14:35 of the second period, making it 3-1 Hamilton.
So Conway makes it 3-1, and that's where we stand right now. It's going to be a pass up to the top. As Gagnon lost it. And some very physical hockey on the side boards. Leads to a pass backwards to Bennett Morrison of Hamilton with 2:43 to go. The Panthers have killed the penalty. Jasani couldn't quite get to the puck now. Does off a deflection. It's Tkachuk losing the puck to Brochu. Hamilton with 2:20 to go, loses the puck in their own zone. Coming the other way, Powers. Powers dumped it along the side boards, trying to get back to it, and will. Owen Powers wreaking havoc down there on the right wing as trying a shot that sailed wide was Casalito. Hamilton puck under 2 to go. And puck in Middlebury's offensive zone. They trail 3-1. Pass down there for Allen, who lost the puck. And Middlebury still with possession of it at the top. Causalito, his shot's deflected on a beautiful play by John Stickle. Got his body in there to knock that attempt away. Allen trying to get to it behind the net and losing possession to Charlie Parsons, his own teammate. And a shot that sails wide, falling to the ground to try to take it was Eric Jeremiah. And we've got another stoppage with 1:16 to go. Hamilton leading Middlebury 3-1.
Yeah, shots on goal in the game right now for Hamilton 21, for Middlebury 17. Interesting stat here, Jason. Block shots in this game. Middlebury outblocking Hamilton 14-3. So even though they're trailing 3-1, Panthers doing a nice job preventing shots from getting through to their goaltender, Stephen Klein. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK, brought to you in part this season by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Vermont Field Sports, for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and also in Brandon. Monument Farms of Weybridge, for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. And Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value Hardware store, and so much more.
So Hamilton winning the shot battle, even though Middlebury's winning the deflected shot battle, 21-17, with a 1:16 to go, a period that Middlebury would like to forget. But how do they finish out this minute 16 strong?
Well, they've got to keep them off the board. Middlebury 0-2 on the power play, but Hamilton 0-4. So if there's one thing they can look at as a positive right now, that's one of the stats.
And with 70 seconds to go here in the second period, Middlebury trying to get their second goal of the afternoon, but losing the puck to Hamilton. It's whacked along. And Brendan Dawson again making it difficult defensively for Willett. And a blistering check by Kamil Tkachuk as the puck's loose in front. Kamil Tkachuk may be called for a penalty on that one, but that was a great play.
Well, he is talking to the official. Unfortunately, he is talking to him as he's escorting him to the box. Or at least one of the Panthers is getting escorted to the box.
Referees conferring.
First it was Kamil Tkachuk. Now it looks like it's... Well, the referees are conferring, but both Captain Mark McClellan and Kamil Tkachuk, the assistant captain, is over there. And it is Mark McClellan headed into the box with 50.2 seconds left in this second period. Hamilton leading Middlebury 3-1. I did not see what that penalty was for. However, as we've talked about a lot this season, the officials are chatting.
Yeah, and when they're chatting, it's not a good sign. Both captains waiting there. Tkachuk waiting to get the word for Middlebury. Referees still discussing near center ice. With, again, like you mentioned, 50.2 ticks to go. It's Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman, as we're getting ready to finish out the second period of play, in which Hamilton has seen two goals scored offensively.
Yeah, this period, Hamilton has put two on the board. Nick Ursetti scoring at 5 minutes of the second period, and then Neil Conway scoring at 14:35, both goals unassisted, that making it 3-1 Hamilton at this point. And the officials are still talking about this, and Mark McClellan has been assessed a five-minute major. So not what Middlebury needed to happen. 50.2 seconds left to play in the second period. And the Panthers are going to have to go back on the penalty kill here, Jason. They are 4-for-4 so far in this game. But you want to talk about critical moments in a game, this is one of them. Because with a major penalty being assessed, they can score as many times as they can. Middlebury needs to keep Hamilton off the board here.
And exactly, I was going to say, that's the difference between a major and a minor. It's up to Hamilton to score as many goals as they can in 5 minutes. The major power play will carry over into the third period of action, as Willett getting set to face off with his counterpart, Owen Powers.
Hold on a second here, Jason. They're Now they're changing the call. We want to just make sure that we have this right. Now the major has just been assessed to number 29, Charlie Parsons.
In any event, Middlebury 5-on-4 for the next 5 minutes. Shot is there some traffic in front trying to get to it, putting a stick on it, Brandon Willett. And Mitchell Allen will hold it up and set it up for Owen Powers. Here's Powers skating to the right avenue near the circle. Loses it with 15 ticks to go. Stick loose on the ice as McKee just trying to play a little defense as it's a pass to the right side with 10 seconds to go. Gagnon back out to the point. Shot sails wide, deflected off a stick of Middlebury, and it's 3-1 Hamilton after two periods of action. 4:10 to go in the major penalty. When we come back, we'll have the second intermission report. Hamilton 3, Middlebury 1. You're listening to it on the One Credit Union Radio Network at 92.1 WVTK.
These are the final days of the Customer Countdown Sales event at Willie Racine's Jeep. But there's still time for you to be one of the first 50 Countdown deals and enjoy some of the best buys of the year on any new Jeep on the lot. Through Friday, January 2nd only, Willie Racine's Jeep is offering you the chance to drive home happy in a new Jeep with thousands of dollars in spending cash. It's the perfect way to cover your holiday expenses without having to deal with the high interest rates of your regular credit cards. Every Jeep model in the award-winning lineup is on sale and priced to sell, with lease and purchase specials still being added daily. The countdown sale is on, but only for the first 50 customers, so stop in or call today and talk with one of their expert sales consultants to find out how you can drive home in a new Jeep with cash to spend. Only during the Customer Countdown and Big Finish of 2014 sales event at Willie Racine's Jeep on Shelburne Road in South Burlington and online at willieracine.com.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is Scott and Dave Foster from Foster Motors. Come on down Saturday, December 9th from 9 to 4 for our Christmas open house. Bring the kids to see Santa and his elf and receive a gift for all kids 10 and under. Want to win something big for you? Foster Motors will be giving away a Jeep Wrangler at 4 o'clock that day. McKenzie hot dogs, popcorn, refreshments, balloons will be on hand all day. So come on down December 9th to Foster Motors on Route 7 South of Middlebury and enter to win the Jeep and see Santa Claus. Remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WVTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Russell Sage Rink on the beautiful campus of Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Hockey Night in Middlebury. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler with you. And it's been a pretty exciting game so far. After 40 minutes of play, the Hamilton College Continentals leading the Middlebury Panthers 3-1. And Jason, we'll get to the goals in a second, but the story of this game has really been the special teams. The Continentals have been on the power play a lot.
Yeah, they have. And unfortunately, another five-minute major assessed to Middlebury with 4:10 left to go in their penalty kill when they come back. Not the way you want to start things off, down 3-1.
No, and it's weird because we're at a weird angle. We're actually behind the goaltender here, so we really couldn't see anything. But the way it looked to me anyway, it looked like the players came together, and Mark McClellan, number 37, was assessed a five-minute major for contact to the head and a game misconduct. So the penalty, I want to correct myself, that penalty is actually being served by number 29, Charlie Parsons. So he was not assessed the penalty. I want to make sure we get that right. But if there is a silver lining in this, it is not a game disqualification, so Mark can play tomorrow, so that's good. So Middlebury has done a great job on the penalty kill tonight. They are 4-for-4 so far, but again, you want to avoid playing with fire. Hamilton will start the period with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left on a power play that, to be honest, hasn't really done too much tonight, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that Stephen Klein, the Panthers goaltender, has played fairly well.
Yeah, that he has. He's been able to next the power play, but the difficult part about the major power play versus the minor is that it's going to be 4 minutes and 10 seconds of 5-on-4 hockey no matter what happens, and that's going to be a big challenge for Stephen Klein.
Well, especially because you're playing from behind, it absolutely is. Although the Panthers do have a shorthanded goal this season, we talked about that. With the four opportunities that they have not scored on tonight, this season, Hamilton is now 5-for-38 on the power play, the percentage hovering right around 11%. So that is not great. And the Panthers' penalty kill now clicking along near 83%, so it continues to get better. So if there is a bright spot, that is definitely it. But one of the other things, Jason, that I want to talk about here, we've talked about this in other pregame shows, one of the challenges that the Panthers have had this season is scoring in the second and third period. Prior to tonight's game, the Panthers have been outscored 20-1 in periods 2 and 3. They're actually even with their opponents, pretty much even with their opponents in the first period. Their opponents have scored 7 goals. Middlebury has scored 6. But they've been outscored 20-1 in the second and third periods. And if you take into account what's happened in this period that we just finished, it's now 22-1.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what I attribute it to, but I think your mindset changes a little bit if you're down after the first period, which we've seen a few times. And I think going into the second period, if you're Middlebury, your strategy doesn't really need to change. You know that you need 2 goals, but the all-important thing, just worry about scoring 1 goal at a time and try to get something going. We've talked about trying to get an easier game for Stephen Klein. It was a difficult period for him. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And you just got to worry about getting 1 goal at a time if you're Middlebury.
So let's take a quick recap of the scoring. Again, 1-1 after 20 minutes of play. And in the second period, the Continentals made it 2-1. It came at 5 minutes of the second period. The Continentals' top line of Brandon Willett, TJ Daigler, and Nick Ursetti all getting in on the action as Ursetti banged it home at 5 minutes of the second period.
As Fahey doing a good job battling and now loses the puck to Hamilton. Coming ahead with it. And Willett a pass in front and a shot and a score. Hamilton leads 2-1.
Yeah, on that play, Ursetti doing a nice job keeping going, keeping his legs moving to the net. And he shot it, and it just somehow bounced over Klein's right pad. It trickled through into the bottom right corner of the net. That goal is going to come at 5 minutes of the second period. And on their 11th shot on goal, Hamilton takes a 2-1 lead. Yeah, it was their 11th shot on goal. It was Ursetti's 7th point of the season, and that made it 2-1 Hamilton.
And we talk about it all the time, just the extra effort, being near, looking to force a rebound, and we saw it on Middlebury's goal, just being near the net, creating opportunities. And if we look now at the shots battle, Middlebury's now losing that battle 23-16, because Hamilton's just a little bit more active down there. They're getting a couple of lucky bounces as well, and the game's definitely not out of reach for Middlebury.
Definitely not. You make a really good point about the hard work, because the goal that the Panthers' Owen Power scored in the first period that made it 1-0 Middlebury, that was also entirely hard work. So an excellent point, Jason. Urseti doing a nice job. Their top line coming together to make it 2-1 Hamilton at 5 minutes of the second period. And then at 14:35 of the second period, a whole bunch of Continentals getting involved in the action. Their third line, Rory Gagnon, with the assist to number 15, Jason Brochu, and number 18, Neil Conway, their second line, getting involved in the action as Gagnon banged home his second goal of the game, making it 3-1 Hamilton.
Deflected a puck, and it's very close to Middlebury's net, and whacked behind there by Klein. Pass down there to the left corner. Brochu a shot. Rebound loose in front. Still loose, and Hamilton scores again. A couple of deflections. I believe it was Rory Gagnon, but we'll wait to see.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Jason. I think Neil Conway was the one that was able to get it over for Gagnon. And if it stands, that'll be his second of the game. Conway doing a nice job getting it across to him. That goal coming at 14:35 of the second period. And Hamilton up 3-1. And shots on goal for the period for the Continentals, 13 that period, and for the Panthers, 9. Again, after 40 minutes of play, Hamilton leading Middlebury 3-1. Shots on goal in the game, 23 for Hamilton, 16 for Middlebury. And for Middlebury to get back in this game, Jason, they got to get something going and quick.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure who it's going to come to, but again, we just talk about creating traffic, dumping more pucks into the zone, and making it hopefully difficult for Evan Buitenhuis, who's played a very good game so far, which we knew coming in he would.
Well, he's the reigning NESCAC Player of the Year, and they expected a big game out of him, and they got it. We're going to take a look at the NHL out-of-town scoreboard. We will also update you on some of the NESCAC action from tonight and some of the games going on tomorrow. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul, Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. The holiday shopping season is here, and we'd like to invite you to come join us at the store and experience our full line of hunting, fishing, camping gear, and sportsman's clothing. There's plenty of great gifts and stocking stuffers for Christmas. Or, if you can't decide, get a Vermont Field Sports gift certificate, redeemable anytime during store hours. All of us at Vermont Field Sports would like to wish you and yours a happy, healthy holiday season.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
The cold weather is here. At your local NAPA Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. NAPA doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at NAPA Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. NAPA on Court Street in Middlebury.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Russell Sage Arena on the campus of Hamilton College. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler. Jason, some NESCAC action to get folks updated on.
Yeah, how about this? Amherst leading Williams 1-0 with 12:30 to go in the second period. Williams, of course, undefeated and the team that's going to take on Hamilton tomorrow. So that'll be something to watch as we continue to go here. Trinity leading Hobart 2-0, 13:50 to go in the second. Bowdoin leading Tufts 2-0 That game in the third period just underway. Like we said here, Hamilton 3, Middlebury 1, and Colby with a 1-0 lead over Connecticut College at the end of two periods.
And just taking a quick look at the NHL out-of-town scoreboard, the Devils and Blue Jackets tied at 2 in the second period. The Capitals leading the Rangers 2-0 at the end of 2. Actually, 4:33 left to play second period. 11:24 left to play first period. The Golden Knights leading the Predators. And other action tonight, the Sabres and Blackhawks getting underway at 8:30. And the Wild and Ducks, late game on the West Coast, that game tonight at 10. But here, the Hamilton College Continentals leading the Middlebury College Panthers 3-1. As we get ready to start the third period, Jason, and Middlebury's got to bring it to get back in this game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Klein can't allow another goal, but I'm not even looking towards that. I'm looking towards the offense. Can the offense get something going? And again, it's not always about a clean break. It's about being near the net when the traffic happens and being there to put a rebound in.
Yeah, well, again, the Panthers have got to kill off 4 minutes and 10 seconds of a 5-minute major that was assessed to Captain Mark McClellan. And then they've got to go on the offense. So we're not at the point yet where you've got to take a lot of risks, but at some point they're going to have to kill us off and then start taking some chances to try to get the equalizer or try to get the second goal and then the equalizer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's not really a big place to take a chance, at least for the first couple of minutes, in my estimation, given the fact you have 4 minutes and 10 seconds left on a penalty kill.
So as we get ready to start the third period, Jason Brochu taking the faceoff for Hamilton and won by Brochu, although it's back into the continental zone, taken by Brochu, who skates along the left wing over the blue line into the Middlebury zone. Dawson for the Panthers with the puck behind Klein. He sends it around the boards. And Sam Jones, the defenseman at the left point, passes it across to Morrison. Dumped deep in. And Jones cannot control as it comes back to neutral ice, skating across the big Hamilton H at center ice. Dumps it into the Middlebury zone. He shoots it wide. Behind the net, bounces off the backboards. Hamilton along the left wing, dumping it in. And Stamola for the Continental, sending it in front. And Middlebury doing a nice job clearing the puck. It comes all the way down. Biting ice for the Continentals. Comes out to play it. As Jasanti for the Panthers providing all sorts of pressure. Forcing Allen back behind his net. Comes up along the right side. Labonte along the right point. Sends it across to the left point. The Panthers dump it back into the zone. Biting ice out again to play it. Leaving it for his defenseman, Allen, on the left side as he skates in front of Biting Ice.
Middlebury doing a good job killing the initial minute of that power play.
Absolutely, doing a great job killing it. Back into the right corner. Across to Radziwan, who shoots it wide. It's now at the point, and it's shot from the point. Nichols with a drive. Back to Stamola at the point. He shoots a wrist shot. Glove by Klein. He will hold on to prevent any further play in front of him and his net. 18:15 left to play third period. Middlebury trailing Hamilton 3-1. Still 2 minutes and 26 seconds left on the major penalty assessed to Captain Mark McClellan that is being served by number 29, Charlie Parsons. The faceoff to the right of Klein. Rory Gagnon with 2 goals tonight taking the faceoff. For the Continentals, wins it back to Jones at the point. Pass it across in front. A lot of traffic. Morrison now, the right defenseman at the point. He passes it across. He shoots. And it is blocked. Brochu blocking it. And it is held on to by Klein, who will make sure there is no further play. 17:58 left to play, third period. The faceoff, this one going to come to the left of Panthers netminder Stephen Klein, who has done a good job slowing things down here. The faceoff to his left. And the Panthers losing the faceoff. It comes back to the point. Gagnon at the point. Across to Stamola at the left point. Playing tic-tac-toe. They shoot it in front. Blocked by a bunch of players. Allen with a drive. And that one is blocked by a Panthers defenseman. Allen with it again at the left point. Dumped in deep. Gagnon at the right point, out to the point. Allen with it. He's at the top of the circles, and it comes out. What a What a fortuitous bounce for the Panthers there as Hamilton has got to come back and play it. It's dumped in. And Ursetti for the Continentals dumps it in. It's being held along the boards now. Daigler for the Continentals sends it to the point. Allen with it for the Continentals. He passes it across. And that deflects off a Panther stick. Back to the point. Allen sending it across. Allen with it again at the top of the circles. At the top of the, it's still at the top of the circles, and the Continentals playing tic-tac-toe with this.
This is Daigler.
Daigler has it, thank you. Hard to read those numbers, and it is now at the left point. Bounced off the boards. Allen has it again at the top of the left point. They've got the triangle set up, a wrist shot in front. And that one is also gloved by Klein, who will hold on once again. 16:36 left to play third period. 46 ticks left on the clock as the Panthers have done an outstanding job of killing off a majority of this major penalty. This faceoff to the right of Klein. Nichols taking the faceoff against McKee. Won by Nichols. Back to the point. A wrist shot in front screen. Gagnon has it along the left point. Morrison tries to control, but it hops out of the zone. Intra-neutralized. He is now all the way back behind his netminder, Bittenice. 23 ticks left in the major penalty. Morrison and Gagnon with the puck now. Gagnon for the Continentals, dumping it into the Panther zone. Conway for the Continentals along the right wing board. The puck looking held up by a bunch of players. 10 seconds left in the major penalty. Nichols with the puck now. Back to the point. Morrison with a drive. And Steve Klein has seen enough of this. He will hold on. 3 seconds left to play in this penalty kill for the Panthers. And boy, have they done a good job killing this penalty, Jason.
And on that one, Klein moving down low to his left to make that play on what was a laser from Hamilton.
Yeah, Hamilton has done a nice job moving the puck around, but they have not been able to do anything. Gagnon taking the faceoff for the Continentals. Jasante, I believe, for the Panthers. Won by Nichols, but it goes all the way back into the Hamilton defensive zone. Middlebury bringing pressure. Camille Tkachuk forcing the play. The puck still in the Hamilton's defensive zone. Now they break out. Gagnon on the right point. He's got it to Radziwan, who sends it across, and it is blocked by a Panther stick. Still along the right wing board. Bodies flying as both teams throwing checks, and it bounces out of the Panthers' defensive zone as center ice. The puck dumped in to the Panthers' defensive zone, and we have a whistle offsides. 15:17 left to play third period, and that faceoff coming all the way back down into the Hamilton defensive zone to the right of Bittenice.
And it was the Sean Allen show a couple of minutes ago. Yeah, 28-16, Hamilton winning the shots battle, Bruce.
Yeah, Powers taking the faceoff for the Panthers. Simpson for the Continentals. Won by Simpson. Back on that. But Powers with the puck for Middlebury. Doing a dipsy doodle there. It's dumped in along the boards. A shot! And it's blocked by Bittenhouse as the Panthers still have it. The Continentals can't get it out. Dawson, whose name we've called a lot tonight, dumping it back in. The Panthers still with the puck. Powers to the point, to the right point. Sends it across to Bellucci, who dumps it back in. The puck behind Bittenhouse right now.
And the puck just wedged in the netting.
Yeah, Mitchell Allen for the Panthers doing a nice job causing all sorts of havoc in the back there. And the puck actually on the back of the net. Owen Powers having a animated discussion with the official.
With 14:43 to go, we're back at even strength. It's time for Middlebury to press up.
Yeah, it certainly is. So the faceoff to Bittenice is right. Nichols taking the faceoff for Hamilton. McKee for the Panthers. Referee drops the puck. Won by Nichols. It's behind Bittenice, who drives it around. Nichols drives it around. It comes out into center ice. And Sterling Bray has got it. He shoots. He goes to the net directly. He is forced outside by the Panthers' defense. The Panthers have it now back in neutral ice. They try to come in offsides.
Jimmy McKee called for the infraction.
Yeah, Danny Tye in that last sequence doing a nice job of forcing the Continental attacker Bray, whose name we haven't really talked about too much tonight, to the outside. The faceoff just outside the Continental's defensive zone, the dot right above the left circle, knocked back into the defensive zone. Morrison with it now for the Continentals as it bounces into the Panthers zone, comes back out. Ty with it, sends it across to his defensive partner, Frank Cozzolito. It dumps back into the Continental zone. Bitenice leaves it, and Ty picks it up for the Panthers. Ty has it again. Still behind the Continental's net.
Sorry, Bruce, but Heinrichs with a good defensive offensive effort to try to get to the puck.
Absolutely. The Panthers doing a nice job forcing the play. And Gagnon tried to send it in. A nice play by the Panthers to force him. And Heinrichs trying to bring it into the Continental zone. He was met by the brick wall that is Morrison. Puck right now still in the Continental's defensive zone. Morrison takes a dive, no call. Tkachuk with a shot, wrap around. Jasanti in the left corner, battling Jones. They still fight for the puck. And Charlie Parsons with it for Middlebury, keeping it in the Continental's defensive zone. Now it comes out. And Radziwan for the Continentals, sending it deep into the Middlebury zone. The Panthers' defense has it now as they try to clear the zone. And Parsons with it for Middlebury. He gets it into neutral ice. Dumped back into the Panthers' defensive zone. Dineen with it now. He sends it out. And the puck bounces back into the Panthers' defensive zone. The Continentals on a delayed offside. And Dineen brings it up the ice. He dumps it into the Continentals' defensive zone. Behind Bitenice, Oliver has it. He battles with Parsons for the Panthers in the right corner. And it's lifted up into the defensive zone. Brochu for the Continentals with the puck in neutral ice. And Brochu and Charlie Lawrence for the Panthers discussing pleasantries in front of the Panthers bench. 12:24 left to play in the third period. Hamilton up 3-1, but the Panthers doing a heck of a job killing off that five-minute major. They are being outshot 29-19, but they've played a pretty good period so far.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They have played a good period so far. I'm trying to get something going with 12:13 to go.
Yeah, Brendan Dawson dumping the puck into the Continentals' defensive zone. And Allen with it right now for the Continentals over to his defense partner, Labonte. Dumped it into the Middlebury zone. Belushi with it for the Panthers. He sends it to his defense partner. Up to Owen Powers, who dumps it into the Hamilton defensive zone behind Bitenice. Allen with it. It's taken by Ty. He shoots. Bitenice with a save. It comes to the right point. Allen with it for Hamilton. Still along the boards. Ty doing a nice job keeping pressure. The Hamilton defenders cannot get it out. And finally, it's flipped out. It goes back into the Panthers' defensive zone. Not far enough for icing. And Eric Jeremiah for the Panthers with the puck behind his net as he begins the breakout. And it's along the left wing boards. Belushi with a drive, blocked by Jones, who took a stinger off his foot. He's shaking that off. Puck right now in the neutral zone. Ty with a big hit. And the puck bounces in on their goaltender, Stephen Klein. He will come to the top of his crease to hold on to that. 11:07 left to play, third period. Middlebury trailing Hamilton 3-1.
And we're brought to you by Dedeker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Route 7 South in Middlebury, find new roads. Also, Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold on Main Street, downtown Middlebury, and at autumngoldjewelry.com.
The faceoff to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Nichols taking the faceoff for Hamilton, who brings the puck all the way back. Radziwan loses it. And Middlebury dumps it into the zone. Vinny Jasanti gets off a shot that goes behind Bitenice. Charlie Parsons with it now. He sends it to the right point, and it bounces out. Ursini with the puck in the neutral zone. Broken stick. Ursini still with it in front of Klein. And it goes wide. Gagnon at the left point, keeping it deep. He gets it to the point. Big drive by Jones. It goes behind the net. Ursini with it, circling. And Middlebury has the puck. They send it into neutral ice. It comes all the way down into the Continentals defensive zone. Oliver with it now on the left point as he skates up. Long pass picked up by Ercetti. The Panthers have it now as they come to center ice, dumped into the Continentals defensive zone. A bunch of players in the corner. Parsons with it for Middlebury off the boards, and it bounces out. Bounces out over the stick of Ryan Ash, who couldn't control, back behind Klein right now. He tries to dump it in, but it bounces over a bunch of sticks all the way down. Bitenice has to play it. Labonte for the Continentals with the puck as he bounces it off the boards. A backhand pass off the boards into his zone. And Nichols with a shot off the back foot that Klein had to grasp. Back to the point. And Brochu takes a shot that Klein is going to glove as he drops down to the ice to prevent any further play in front of his net. 9:28 left to play, third period. Hamilton up 3-1. Hamilton out shooting Middlebury 31-20. This faceoff to the left of Klein.
And that was his 30th save of the evening.
Yeah, Ian Nichols taking the faceoff for Hamilton, and Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for the Panthers. Won by Hamilton. Back to the point. He loses it. It goes back into the Middlebury defensive zone by the right circle. Brendan Dawson circling with it at the left point. And it's tipped by McKee deep into the Hamilton defensive zone. McKee still with it. He loses the puck to Nichols, who brings it up the right wing boards, dumped into the Middlebury zone. Hamilton changing right now. Nichols has got it in the corner. McKee for the Panthers with it along the boards, looking to get it to an open teammate. Nichols stills with the puck. He dumps it. They try to keep it in. It comes outside the zone. Middlebury gets it in neutral ice. Oliver with it now for Hamilton. Back to Stamola, who loses it to Charlie Parsons, who brings it into the defensive zone of Hamilton. Across to Stamola, who skates through neutral ice, dumping it into the Middlebury zone. Back behind Klein. Brendan Willett with the puck for Hamilton. To the point. Back to Sean Allen with a drive. And that one is wide in the right corner. Willett still with the puck in the corner. Middlebury pressing him against the boards. A bunch of Panthers holding onto it. They finally get it out as they skate to center ice. And Allen with a big hit on Jeremiah along the boards, but Middlebury still able to dump it in. And Gagnon with it as he comes across the left point right above the circle. A nice play by Jeremiah forcing him to the outside. The puck along the boards. Charlie Parsons with it. It's picked off and it is now skated up and dumped in. Charlie Lawrence with pressure for the Panthers as Hamilton gets it back. Owen Powers forcing Morrison to go towards the boards, and it bounces into the Hamilton bench. 7:32 left to play. Middlebury trailing Hamilton 3-1.
And we're brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vershens, Brandon, and Hinesburg, and online at mbvt.com.
Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Nichols for Hamilton to the right of Bitenice. Won by Nichols. Back along the boards. Powers still battling with Nichols. It's picked up by the Panthers. Mitchell Allen doing a nice job fighting for it. Powers battling Jones along the boards. The Panthers doing a nice job keeping it in the zone. Charlie Lawrence holding it in. Now it comes outside. Nichols skates it out, dumps it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Behind Klein along the boards. David Bellucci with a nice play, defensive play to prevent any damage there. It now comes out into neutral ice. And Oliver for the Continentals stepping in front of Powers, preventing it from going any further. Back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Brendan Dawson with his defensive partner. And Dawson with the puck again. We've seen that he can certainly skate. We've talked about him a lot. The Panthers, Mitchell Allen with the puck. He tries to get a shot off. Blocked by Stamola. Stamola goes down, no call. Allen with the puck again behind Bitenice. And it comes in front. Ercetti with the puck right now. He is above the right circle, skating in neutral ice. He comes across the blue line on the right side, lets it go. Wrist shot a little bit wide. And the Panthers have it along the boards. Now in neutral ice once again. McKee dumps it in. Danny Tye on the puck right now. Along with McKay, comes back into neutral ice. Frank Cozzolito with the puck, dumps it in. Back behind Bite Nice. Labonte for the Continentals sends it across to Gagnon, who's got two goals tonight. He dumps it in. The puck is left for Klein, who leaves it for Eric Jeremiah. Puck still in the Middlebury defensive zone. Takes a weird bounce off the boards and finally comes out back into the Continentals defensive zone.
Good job there by Middlebury, but when they knock the puck back there, they have to go and get it.
Yeah, well, Jones behind Bite Nice, and now the clock starting to become a factor as 5:20 left in the third period. Middlebury trailing 3-1. The puck dumped in. And it's an icing against the Continentals as the puck will come all the way back down to the right of Bite Nice, who has settled things down considerably for the Continentals after Middlebury spurt at the beginning of this game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Another stat we should be keeping our eyes on. 34 faceoffs won by Hamilton, just 18 by Middlebury.
Yeah, Charlie Lawrence taking the faceoff for the Panthers here. It's to the right of Bite Nice. And Brochu taking the faceoff for the Continentals. Owen Powers having a conversation with Charlie Lawrence right now as there is a problem with Stephen Klein's, one of his skates. They're getting the edge back. So 5:18 left to play third period. Hamilton leading Middlebury 3-1. 34 shots on goal for the Continentals. 24 Middlebury. And the faceoff to the right of Vitenhouse. Charlie Lawrence taking the faceoff. One by Hamilton. It goes back. And Sam Jones takes it behind the net. And Brochu has it. Lawrence with the puck for the Panthers. He shoots. Blocked by Morrison. Nice block by Morrison to go down and take away the shooting lane. The puck comes out. And Mitchell Allen for the Panthers with it in neutral ice. And Gagnon went for the big hit and he missed. And the puck back, Brett Dineen behind his net for the Panthers. He is skating out to the left side. He brings it over the top of the right circle, dumps it into neutral ice. And Oliver's got the puck for the Continentals. Powers tries to pick it up for the Panthers. He misses it. It comes back. Brendan Dawson with the puck for the Panthers. He dumps it up to Allen, who dumps it in, and it takes a weird bounce. Bite Nice has got to make a strong save on that, as that puck took a bizarre bounce. And Heinrichs for the Panthers in there quickly along the boards. Tie for the Panthers, keeping it in the zone. And that puck bounced once again into the Continentals bench. 4:16 left to play third period. That faceoff should be right inside, or actually, let me correct myself there, because it went off their bench, it's going to come back into their defensive zone. This one will be to the right of Bitenhouse again. Fourth line center Teddy Simpson taking the faceoff for the Continentals. And Jimmy McKee kicked out of the faceoff circle. Danny Tye losing that faceoff, and here come the Continentals. Gagnon in over the right circle. He shoots. Big save by Klein. Klein doing a nice job taking away the bottom of the net, but good job by Gagnon, who's got two goals already tonight, forcing the pressure, and the puck comes out. John Stickle seeing some ice time tonight, the fourth line left wing for the Continentals. Haven't mentioned him too much tonight, but 3 minutes, 42 seconds left to play, third period, Middlebury down by two, and here come the Panthers. Jeremiah breaking in, a nice move, a shot by the Panthers, Charlie Parsons, and Bite Nice making a nice kick save with the left pad off his toe. The puck back into the Middlebury defensive zone. And here comes Middlebury once again. Brendan Dawson wheeling and dealing with the puck. But he loses it, and it is a breakaway for Brochu. Klein doing a nice job coming out, poke-checking that away. And the Panthers have the puck again. Charlie Parsons with it, doing a dipsy doodle. And two Continentals come over to stop any problems there. The puck delayed offsides against Middlebury, so they have to get out. Allen for the Continentals, dumping it in behind Klein. The puck still deep in the Middlebury zone. 2:55 left to play third period. Middlebury down 3-1. The Continentals, Sterling Bray doing a nice job keeping the Panthers bottled up. Now over to Bellucci. And dumped back into the Continental zone by Middlebury. That's going to be an icing. So unfortunately for the Panthers, the puck going to come all the way back down into their defensive zone. This one's going to be to the right, excuse me, to the left of Stephen Klein with 2:39 left to play.
And if Klein knocks this one out, the Panthers, not quite yet, but they're getting very close to having to empty their net and just trying to skate with an extra guy.
Well, it looks like there is a timeout here. We don't know who has taken this yet, but it is definitely crunch time. It looks like it was taken by Middlebury, so 2:39 left to play in the third period. Hamilton up 3-1, now out shooting the Panthers 38-21. And Jason, one of the things that we talked about early in the game is bringing pressure on the goaltender, and we talked about that as one of the keys for Middlebury, but you have to be honest and call it like it is. The Continentals have really brought some pressure periods 2 and 3.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The thing for Middlebury, part of me, is when they're not getting the puck out of their defensive zone, they're not going after it and getting it. When Hamilton is moving the puck around, cycling it well, and just making it difficult, just dominating possession of the puck.
They're also doing a pretty good job of keeping the puck away from Bitenice. There was a little sloppy play in the first period. We talked about that. They didn't look as sharp as I thought they would. And whatever their coach, Rob Haberbusch, whatever adjustments they made between periods one and two, it certainly seems to have sticked, at least in my opinion anyway. They certainly seem to be a lot sharper in front of their goaltender.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know that you have a good goaltender in terms of Bitenice, but it, but it all comes down to aggression. And Hamilton just getting after it and doing a good job of making it difficult for Klein, like we talked about.
All right, the face-off to the left of Klein, 2:39 left to play. And we've got John Stickle taking the face-off for Hamilton. Parsons for Middlebury, won by Stickle. The puck into the right corner. It's loose, a whole bunch of players. Brendan Dawson with the puck doing his dipsy doodle. He sends it across to Bellucci, who dumps it out. And it's back in the zone, and Sterling Bray with it. He comes in on Klein, and he shoots, and a whole bunch of players coming together. Nothing doing there, but the puck coming out of the Middlebury zone. The Panthers doing a nice job getting it out. And Bellucci along the right boards, keeping the puck away, and the puck now in neutral ice. Radziwan with the puck, dumping it into the Middlebury zone. A minute 49 left to play. And as mentioned, Jason, we're getting close to the time where Middlebury is going to have to take some chances.
And there we go. Klein's off.
And Klein is off the ice. Charlie Lawrence dumps it in for Middlebury. The net is empty for the Panthers. Jimmy McKee doing a nice job dumping it in deep. Radziwan with the puck in the right corner. And Stamola gets to the puck real quick. They're going to try to get out. Come to the point. Shot. Oh, that's just wide of Bitenice. McKee with the puck dumping it. And Daigler, for the Continentals, getting that out of harm's way, sending it along the left boards, not on net, but far enough where the Panthers have to go back. Jeremiah for the Panthers going back to get it, and as he skates it up, he tries to go along the right board. No sail. It goes back into the Panthers' defensive zone. And we have a whistle, and they're going to say that Hamilton iced the puck. So it's going to come back this time to the left of Bitenice. Brochu taking the face-off for Hamilton. Jasanti for the Panthers. One by Jasanti. Back to the left point. To the right point, excuse me. Dumped in. Labonte trying to get it out. No sail. Belushi keeping it in. Bounce off the puck. Bounce off the boards, and it comes out of the zone. And Conway is racing, trying to get it towards the open net. But Dawson for the Panthers gets the puck. He goes to the left side of the net as he skates it out. He dumps it into, they dump it into the Panthers' defensive zone. Kamil Tkachuk on the left side. He keeps it in deep. And we've got Heinrichs keeping it in. And the Panthers doing a nice job keeping it in. And Mitch Allen for the Panthers keeping it in deep. And right now the puck is flipped over to Nichols, who sends it over to Brochu, I believe, who puts it in the empty net.
Yeah, an empty net goal for Hamilton. They had a two-on-one odd man rush there and able to capitalize.
And I believe that one was set up after a strong play by the Continental's defenseman along the right boards, just getting it out and being able to break it out. And got it up to Brochu, who put it in the empty net, making it 4-1 Hamilton with 8.3 seconds left to play in the game, or in the third period, rather. Their 39th shot of the game becomes goal number four, and that is going to do it. Hamilton wins this one 4-1. We'll be right back to recap the game and kick off the Panthers postgame show. The final score from the Sage Arena, 4-1 Hamilton beating Middlebury. We'll be back to talk about it. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum credit card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward credit card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With the 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Hi, this is Paul, Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. The holiday shopping season is here, and we'd like to invite you to come join us at the store and experience our full line of hunting, fishing, camping gear, and sportsman's clothing. There's plenty of great gifts and stocking stuffers for Christmas. Or, if you can't decide, get a Vermont Field Sports gift certificate, redeemable anytime during store hours. All of us at Vermont Field Sports would like to wish you and yours a happy, healthy holiday season.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WVTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Russell Sage Arena here on the campus of Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, where the Hamilton College Continentals have defeated the Middlebury College Panthers 4-1 in a game that featured a lot of special teams play. And one of the things that we mentioned early in the game in the pregame show is that the Panthers would have to come out with aggression, and they would have to stay out of the box, and they would have to force the reigning NESCAC Player of the Year, Effin Bitenhouse, to come out, make him uncomfortable, and they were not able to do that, and Hamilton comes away with a well-earned 4-1 win.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was a close game at the end of one period, just 1-1, and they were making it difficult for Bootenheist, and they were winning the shots battle, but after that, Hamilton just able to force the issue, and a couple of goals coming there in that second period, the big difference in the game, Bruce.
Yeah, it absolutely was, and again, I think Middlebury came out with a lot of aggression. They really made Bitenheist play a pretty good game in the first period. Again, it was 1-1 after 20 minutes of play, 3-1 after 2, and then, of course, the empty net goal by Brochu with about 8 seconds left in the game. Really the difference in this one. And again, just to kind of recap the scoring, it was a play that was just sent up middle of the ice, and it was a goal with by Jason Brochu with 8 seconds left, making this game 4-1. And right now the puck is flipped over to Nichols, who sends it over to Brochu, I believe, who puts it in the empty net.
Yeah, an empty net goal for Hamilton. They had a 2-on-1 odd man rush there and able to capitalize.
Yeah, good point there, Jason. They did have an odd man rush, and Brochu putting it in the net, making it 4-1. In a game that Middlebury really kind of behind the eight ball at the start of the third period. They were killing off a five-minute major penalty. And by the way, that empty net goal, they've credited to Jason Brochu, the assist by Neil Conway and Tyler Brunto, the goal coming at 19:51 of the third period. So for Hamilton, pretty strong game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you look at it on the other side for Middlebury, 6 penalties in 23 total penalty minutes as opposed to 2 penalties for Hamilton and just 4 minutes served in a penalty box. And that wasn't the biggest difference in the game because Middlebury did a good job of killing off that power play, but it's something that Middlebury has to pay attention to going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. In this game, Hamilton outshot Middlebury 39-22. Face-offs a big deal. We talked about that too. Hamilton winning 36 face-offs. Middlebury only winning 21. Middlebury did a great job on the special teams though. 0-for-6 Hamilton on the power play. Middlebury 0-for-2. And Middlebury with a ton of blocked shots, blocking 22 shots. And Hamilton only blocking 8. But we'll talk a little bit more about the game recap. We'll talk about the weekend. Check the NESCAC scoreboard and the NHL scoreboard. We'll be right back after this as the post-game show continues. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
These These are the final days of the Customer Countdown Sales event at Willie Racine's Jeep. But there's still time for you to be one of the first 50 Countdown deals and enjoy some of the best buys of the year on any new Jeep on the lot. Through Friday, January 2nd only, Willie Racine's Jeep is offering you the chance to drive home happy in a new Jeep with thousands of dollars in spending cash. It's the perfect way to cover your holiday expenses without having to deal with the high interest rates of your regular credit cards. Every Jeep model in the award-winning lineup is on sale and priced to sell, with lease and purchase specials still being added daily. The countdown sale is on, but only for the first 50 customers, so stop in or call today and talk with one of their expert sales consultants to find out how you can drive home in a new Jeep with cash to spend. Only during the Customer Countdown and Big Finish of 2014 sales event at Willie Racine's Jeep on Shelburne Road in South Burlington and online at willieracine.com.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Hi, this is Scott and Dave Foster from Foster Motors. Come on down Saturday, December 9th from 9 to 4 for our Christmas open house. Bring the kids to see Santa and his elf and receive a gift for all kids 10 and under. Want to win something big for you? Foster Motors will be giving away a Jeep Wrangler at 4 o'clock that day. McKenzie hot dogs, popcorn, refreshments, balloons will be on hand all day. So come on down December 9th to Foster Motors on Route 7 south of Middlebury and enter to win the Jeep and see Santa Claus. Remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here from Hamilton College. Hamilton victorious over Middlebury 4-1 in what's the Colonials' first win in the NESCAC all year. Cannot be understated as Middlebury falls to 1-6, Bruce.
Yeah, they fall to 1-6, and unfortunately it's an NESCAC loss, so it certainly will affect the standings. We've talked about this before. Anytime you go on the road, this is just my philosophy. I've always thought that if you can get a split, that's a good thing. You got to shake this one off. The Panthers have got a long drive. We'll be going with them, of course, as they get ready to take on the Amherst Mammoths tomorrow at 3 o'clock in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Long ride tonight, so the troops have got a long bus ride. Middlebury wanted to come in here and get that win this weekend tonight. It didn't happen, so the Panthers have to make some adjustments. And you know Coach Neil Sinclair will do that. I'm sure he'll be talking to the guys on the bus and in the morning and everything. And I expect we'll see an effort with just as much intensity as we did tonight. But I think they'll obviously want a better outcome.
And not that you can't expect the same type of effort we've been seeing, but considering tomorrow is their last game before they have 3 weeks off due to the Christmas holidays, some adjustments coming.
Well, you certainly want to go into the break winning. There's a couple of different philosophies on holiday breaks. If you're playing really well, the coaches, you know, get a little bummed about that because it takes some time to get that momentum going. I don't care how into it you are or how much you stick to the program. It's time. You're away from each other. You're not around your teammates. You're not around your coaches and things of that nature. So it's a little bit of a negative. However, if you're slumping a little bit, it's a time to kind of clear your head, start the new year again. Last year, we saw that the seventh-seeded Wesleyan Cardinals beat the Colby College Mules in the NESCAC playoffs. Seventh beating two. So, although coaches will never say this, the only thing you need to do is get into the playoffs, but you want to be playing well come that time so you can make your move in the playoffs. So, again, for the Panthers, they've got to shake this one off quickly because they've got another game against a very tough team tomorrow in the Amherst Mammoths.
That's exactly right. And before we depart here on this break, before we take one more break, before we wrap it up, time now for our three stars of the game and our third star of the game, Bruce.
Yeah, our third star of the game tonight is going to be Jason Brochu from Hamilton. He played a very strong game. Jason Brochu, of course, the second-line center for the Continentals. He had a goal and an assist tonight, so he is our third star of the game. And our second star from the game, Jason, also from Hamilton.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It had to be Evan Bitenheist stopping 21 of 22 shots that he faced. Just a supreme game in net for the defending NESCAC Player of the Year.
Yeah, and our number one star is also going to come from Hamilton tonight. No real surprise considering he had two goals. The second line left wing, Rory Gagnon, the 5'11 junior, the powerhouse from Quebec. He was all over the ice tonight. He had two goals. He could have had two others if the Panthers goaltender Stephen Klein didn't play a very, very strong game. But Rory Gagnon is our number one star tonight for Middlebury College Panther Hockey here on WVTK. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the NESCAC scores from tonight, also the NHL scoreboard. And before we leave you, we will take a quick peek at our game tonight, game tomorrow afternoon, rather, when the Panthers take on the Amherst Mammoths up at Williamstown, Mass. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With the 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Russell Sage Arena here on the campus of Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, where the Hamilton College Continentals have defeated the Middlebury College Panthers here on Hockey Night in Middlebury 4-1. Jason, a game that was important because it was a NESCAC conference game, but also one that the Panthers wanted to win because set up the weekend on a positive note. And unfortunately, the Panthers did not win this game. They played well, but they've got to shake it off quickly because they've got a busy game tomorrow, an important game again, as they take on the Amherst Mammoths.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, Amherst in action against undefeated Williams, and they're leading them 1-0 with 8:23 to go. It'll be interesting to see how the end of that game shapes out because, like I just said, Williams undefeated, so we'll see if Amherst is able to take all that positive momentum and ride a win against Williams into the game tomorrow.
Yeah, Williams undefeated, 4-0 right now in the NESCAC, 5-0 overall. But again, it is the only NESCAC games that matter in terms of placing. So Middlebury falling to 1-4 in the NESCAC, 1-6 overall. Hamilton getting their first win of the season in the NESCAC, so they're now 1-2-1, so they've got 3 points. So unfortunately, the Panthers didn't win this one, but again, they need to regroup quickly, put it together for tomorrow, make some adjustments, and be ready to play a strong game. Out-of-town scoreboard, we'll take a peek at some of the action that is going on tonight in the NESCAC that will also impact the standings.
Hobart leading Trinity 3-2 with 11:57 to go in the third period. That the only other game still going on. Bowdoin shut out Tufts 3-0 in Brunswick, Maine. Like we said here, Hamilton with a 4-1 win over Middlebury. And Colby beating the Connecticut College Camels by a score of 2-0.
And just a quick check of the NHL out-of-town scoreboard. The Blue Jackets leading the Devils 4-3 with 10 minutes left to play in the third period. The Capitals and Rangers tied at 2, 6:43 to go third. 11:16 left to play second period. The Golden Knights leading the Predators. The Sabres leading the Blackhawks 1-0 at the end of the first period. And the late game tonight, 10 o'clock, the Wild and Ducks. That is the action on the NHL schedule for tonight. So, again, the final score from the Russell Sage Arena, the second oldest college hockey arena in existence. It's a beautiful place to see a game. This building built in 1921. It's seen a lot of games, and it's actually seen a former NHLer play here, Guy Hebert, who played for the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim for a while. But it was a great game tonight, the Hamilton College Continentals winning 4-1. And Jason, before we take our leave of everybody tonight, big game tomorrow for the Panthers. What do you expect?
I expect them to come out and be a little bit angry because they had a game. They were playing a tight game. They won that first period. I expect them to come out and say, we didn't play the last two periods well. How do we come out and make it difficult for Amherst? It'll be interesting to see who gets to start in net tomorrow.
Yeah, it will be interesting. And again, for the Panthers, one of the things that I think will be my keys tomorrow to tomorrow's game, they have somehow, and I'm not a coach. I don't know how I would figure this out, but one of the things that the Panthers are going to have to do at somehow, they're going to have to get the power play going. They were 0-2 tonight, and they have got to find a way to score in the second and third period. They did not do that tonight, and so they have been outscored in periods 2 and 3, 22-1. That's something I'm sure Coach Neil Sinclair and Coach Finney will be working on. The players believe in the system, and I think that they will somehow figure out how to get that done.
And they'll be trusting the process as they try to go for what will be their second win in NESCAC action. We'll have it all for you tomorrow.
Yeah, and so from the Russell Sage Rink here at the college, at the on the campus of Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, the final score, the Hamilton College Continentals 4, the Middlebury College Panthers 1. For Jason Wexler, I am Bruce Zeman. You have been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry. Also want to thank our engineer, Jimmy Tai. Don't want to forget him. We will be joining you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. The puck drops at 3 o'clock, rather. We'll join you at 2:30 for the pregame show. And again, you've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Good night, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow afternoon.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lethra Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1.